It's the Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
All right, settle down. Good morning, everyone.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like Monday.
I am just sick to my stomach this morning.
Today we're going to talk about Tuesday.
I should get voiceover work.
We fight evil wherever we find it.
Because I'm having a great time doing it.
It's time to open up a can of honesty.
Let's get this radio show started.
Good morning, everybody. Tuesday. Excited for today's show because...
Heck yeah, man.
I haven't decided exactly when we're going to do it, but somebody here in the studio watched Wonder Woman yesterday!
I'm so excited right now, guys.
I'm excited to hear all about it.
Fantagram, rocking some Wonder Woman.
You look just like Wonder Woman today.
Thank you.
You're beautiful. Just beautiful. He's got this beautiful wig.
Got a glow about me.
Your makeup is on point.
Is it my innocence or just my hope in humanity?
Mm-hmm.
The kind of race they can be.
That's right.
Gosh, that movie! We'll talk about it. I gotta move this.
Yeah, I'm excited for your review.
Yeah.
Be good. We'll figure it out. 7:30. That's the best time to do it. Everybody's talking about Wonder Woman. It's the greatest movie in the world.
It is.
And I'm excited to hear what you have to say about it.
Whoa!
We're on Facebook Live if you guys want to head on over there.
Trying to be.
And you can watch the show. You can listen to the show right there on Facebook. You can share it with all your friends and family. And it's a wonderful thing. Technology is beautiful.
Except I can't get it to flip.
What you're doing there.
I can't get it to flip around, guys. Yeah. Trying to get it to... We have an iPad.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of iPads, yesterday was the big Apple... what do you call those? Just conferences, meeting, iOS is.
Yep. It's upside down.
They didn't talk about the iPhone
Flip
yesterday,
it.
Did they?
Flip it!
Oh my gosh!
Flip it!
You're just gonna have to start over.
I know.
Just start the feed over, buddy. Wow! Just keep it upside down. That's hilarious. That is really funny. We were upside down. So we'll give you details on Apple and. They announced a few new things, which is exciting. Let's see. Not only do we have a Wonder Woman review this morning, but we have a great story on the way about a couple old people are in the news this morning. I'm talking old. Our first story, 98-year-old who made a lot of money in the stock market and did something incredible with the money that he made. Also, a 93-year-old woman needs the internet to help her out. Apparently, she's having a hard time picking her wedding dress, and she's 93?
That's gross, man.
Come on, Grandma. Why is that gross?
Can I say that? I'm sorry. That's really mean.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's all right, Grandma. Jeez, man. You know, we have a lot of 90-year-olds that listen to the show.
No, we don't. Stop it.
Sure we do. Sure we do. What else we got coming up? A woman with Alzheimer's. I like to call it Alzheimer's. This video is pretty fun. I mean, I don't even know if we should laugh at this, but a woman with Alzheimer's reacts the same way every time she finds out her daughter is pregnant.
That's mean.
I know. Why now did I just realize that? It's pretty funny, though. And it's kind of cute.
No.
We're going to play it this morning.
By the way, good morning, Facebook Live. I fixed it.
Yo, good job. Way to go.
I think I did.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, we'll find out. Hi. Hey, everybody.
So what else happened with you yesterday besides taking the whole family to see Wonder Woman?
Anything else? Went and saw Wonder Woman, had baseball.
Uh-huh.
Because for real, That's all we do?
Yeah. How did the, was that the first two-a-day?
Yeah, it was.
How did it go?
Really well.
Good.
I was surprised Luke stayed away because we had practice in the morning, then we went and saw Wonder Woman, and practice in the afternoon. He did really well.
I remember when I started playing football when I was a freshman in high school, we had what they call Hell Week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't even know if they have that anymore because
I don't
kids,
even know if that's allowed
yeah, kids have
anymore.
Died.
Yeah.
And but we did two-a-days. And so the first practice would be at like 6 or 7 in the morning, and it would that was the best time because it was cool, and we'd just go at it and just work out and do just awful exercises. And we did that, just full pads and everything, for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then we'd come back at 3 in the afternoon when it was like 95 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And do another practice. We did that for a whole week. They called it Hell Week. And it was awful. But yeah, apparently I know kids have died from that in football because coaches will push them too much. They're not drinking enough water. Well, it's just baseball. It's nothing like football.
Oh, wow.
There's no way they do anything like what they do in football. There's no way.
Wow.
Full pads.
You know what, Jerk? Joe chimed in and on Facebook Live saying that we missed his first comment, but I read it and you didn't see it. So I almost want to keep it to myself and let you deal with the fact that he found a Diamondback yesterday in like the mesa behind his house.
Really?
Yeah. He's a snake handler. How do you feel about him bringing snakes into studio?
No, no, no. Don't you dare look at me like that. No, you'd better not.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
I mean, how come it's okay for him to come to the studio and bring us t-shirts, but not okay for him to come and bring us snakes?
Really?
I'm just saying.
No way. I hate snakes.
I hate them, Doc.
I hate them. There's no way. I'll leave. It'll be just you and Joe. It's fine. I'll leave.
Maybe you just need to get over your fear.
No, I don't need to get over my fear.
Yeah, dude. They're just snakes.
No.
Like, I feel like when I was a little kid... Was everybody afraid of snakes? Maybe. No, I was
not everybody.
Snakes.
I had friends that would, they'd chase me. They'd pick up snakes and then chase after me.
Maybe that's why you have a fear.
It's probably why I have a fear. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I got to show you this picture. My brother posted this, and this was close to the house I grew up in Ennis, Montana. There was a guy who found this snake. I don't know if it's going to pull up. Where is it? This giant rattlesnake really close to where I grew up. It's not there anymore. I don't know why. I'll find it for you. But a lot of people are finding snakes right now. On Facebook, I see a lot of people posting photos of snakes on the road, snakes on planes, snakes in living rooms. I had a friend on Facebook who was on Facebook Live yesterday because a snake got into her living room.
Nope. See, that's different.
Ah! That's another reason why I hate him, because that was my life growing up.
Hey, Joe says he would never do that. Only if you were okay with it would he bring them to the studio.
Don't you lie to me, Joe.
He wouldn't do that.
Don't you lie to me, Joe.
Listen, he's not an O'Doyle, man. Shout out to Ryan Kennedy listening all the way in Albany, New York. Yay! Shout out!
Hey, man.
That's cool.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Welcome to the jungle.
Ready to do this thing till 10 o'clock this morning.
We got fun and games. We got everything you want. Keep going.
Baby, it's all the same?
Oh.
You've got that pretty smile on. It's cool.
No, you're ruining everything.
Just trying to make a fun little parody song, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how my mind works. Why am I talking like Matthew McConaughey?
I have no idea.
505-585-LIVE. You want to text into the show this morning. You can also call us. You can pick up your cell phone and you can call us at 338-3700. They didn't talk about the iPhone 8 yesterday at the Apple.
They didn't?
I don't know. I went to one of those like 8-minute review on the meeting yesterday and I didn't hear anything about the iPhone 8. So it was the iPad and the iOS and
HomePod.
The Mac is going to cost you $5,000.
No, I mean,
give me a break, man.
No, yeah, there was a lot.
So there was a lot. We'll go over that.
Come on. I mean, you saw the new iPad?
Yeah, it's
Did
bigger.
Did you see it?
It's bigger.
Yeah.
Still really light.
Yeah.
Looks just like all the other iPads.
But they don't normally do iPhone until like September. That's okay.
Then they release it in like October.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the HomePod was the biggest thing.
Yeah, the HomePod is pretty cool.
Yeah. That's like the new... We'll talk about it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little pricey, though, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it.
It's like $320.
Bleh.
Yeah.
That's too up in my mouth.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Alexa, how much are you worth?
You can search on Amazon.com to see how much I cost.
You know what? You're worth nothing to me anymore.
Wow. I would say you're priceless, Alexa. You are priceless.
She still hates you.
She probably does.
Yeah. Let's see. Today, on June 6th, back 173 years ago in 1844, the Young Men's Christian Association was founded in London.
Nice.
That would be the YMCA.
It's fun to stay at the... Yeah.
YMCA. 121 years ago in 1896, bored fishermen George Harbaugh and Frank Shamelson set off from New York in a quest to become the first people to row across the Atlantic. No motor, no sails. They had an 18-foot boat stocked with 5 pairs of oars, 60 gallons of water, and lots of canned goods. Each man rowed 18 hours a day. 5 hours a day were allotted for sleeping and 1 hour for eating. 55 days later, they landed on Britain's Scilly Islands to complete their 3,000-mile journey. They rowed 18 hours a day.
Mm.
Ugh, I wonder what they looked like after something like that. Do you think they were just ripped? You'd have to be just ripped after that. Think about...
Or just exhausted.
Right? I mean... If you're just remembering Conan the Barbarian, he was like the guy that would push like the grain mill, and he would just all day.
That was a movie.
Just, I mean, he just got so ripped, man. Yeah. Did you see how big Conan was? That's why. He's just going in a circle all day long, pushing this giant
was an actor.
Rock.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he was like off of winning like Mr. Universe competitions because he pumped iron.
Don't you ruin it for me.
In the gym.
I didn't get a chance to do birthdays yesterday, and they were really good. So
really?
We're going to do the birthdays from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because I actually spent time like getting clips and stuff, and then I forgot to do it. So we're going to do birthdays right now.
Like, off the show. Wait, now? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do it. How old is Pete Wentz?
40.
Fallout Boy guy.
Yeah.
He's guitarist.
No, bass player.
Bass, okay. You said 40?
Yep.
He's 38. How old? You're going to love this.
Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Oh,
yesterday,
man. Yesterday was his
yesterday?
Birthday.
Yeah. I mean, Marky Mark.
New Transformers. Looks so good, guys.
Marky Mark is 44 years old.
46.
Close.
You are terrible at this game.
Whatever.
This is one of my... This artist that I'm about ready to play. When I was in... I think I was in middle school or maybe I was a freshman or sophomore in high school. This was my favorite song. You know this
Brian
is?
McKnight.
Oh, my gosh. This album was so good. Do you ever How old is he? And he was a young man when I was rocking this back in the day.
I want to say he's 48.
48 is his age. You nailed it, buddy.
Oh,
finally.
Got one. I didn't even get like the ping because you're busy playing, bro. Okay. I got it right, guys. No love. No love.
Hear your footsteps down the hall.
You literally did this bit so that you could sing Brian McKnight, but you skipped right over Marky
Sorry,
Mark.
Sorry, guys, I just get lost.
Come
get
on,
lost.
Come on.
Feel it, feel it.
Yeah.
Come on, come on. let's see, Ron Livingston. He was Peter Gibbons on Office Space. He was Rob in Swingers. He was also one of Carrie's boyfriends on Sex and the City. Never mind. He broke up with her on a Post-it. It's just what it says, guys. I'm just reading it. Okay.
What?
Yep. Just reading what it says. Who? You know, Peter Gibbons, Office Space. I think he was, wasn't Peter the main guy?
Peter Man.
Yeah. Cause he'd be like, oh, Peter.
Yeah. Okay. And be like, Peter Man.
Yeah.
He was also in Band of Brothers. Did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's Ron Livingston is the main guy.
Yeah, Ron Livingston. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying Peter Gibbons.
Well, that's who he played in Office Space.
Oh, wait.
Is that what I said?
Yes, dude.
Did I say it? Play it back.
You did.
I don't know about that.
You did. It's and then anyway, I just I'm asked like, you the question
if Peter was the main guy.
Yes,
that's
Peter was the main guy. Peter Man!
How old's Peter Gibbons today?
No, Ron Livingston. He's, I don't know, 45?
He's 50 today.
Whoa! Okay.
This guy right here.
None of that's real.
Jeff Garlin. He's the dad on the Goldbergs. It's one of my favorite shows. This is such a good season.
55.
Yay!
Really?
Yep.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I thought I was shooting low, too.
Oh, this next artist. Oh, shred it. Shred it. Who is it?
Kenny G?
Kenny G.
Oh, really?
It's Kenny G just shredding.
Is this real?
This is real.
Really Kenny,
this is really
G,
Kenny G.
Oh.
It says a clip of Kenny G shredding.
Oh, he is 50.
He's 61.
Kenny G looks good for 61 because we just saw him on an airplane doing like that in,
yeah, he was showing off.
In-flight concert for free.
He was just showing off to everybody. Man, I'm not into that type of music, but
you're a liar.
That right there.
You so are into that type of
when
music.
When you hear that, you just go,
yeah.
That was his calling,
yeah,
man. Like,
well,
that was his, I mean, gift that God gave that man. It's just incredible. Just so pure.
Remember the Starmies backing you up saying, no, you said Ron Livingston, by the way.
Shish.
Oh.
Oh, they were on my side.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Somebody else chimed in to let us know that they flushed a New Mexican brown snake down the toilet this morning.
God bless you. God bless you. Our last one here. Pancho Villa! Would be how old?
Oh, I was like, what?
He's still alive, guys.
Because I know nothing about Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa! Related to Bob
that,
Villa.
Gosh, get out. Is that real?
No.
Hold on. That was like 1800s, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
1900, so 100.
En fuego, Mexican revolutionary!
150. He'd be 150.
139!
Okay.
Give me that Mexican food over there. So hungry.
Man, this just reminds me of ponchos. Remember ponchos?
Oof.
Gosh! Why?
Love that.
Why you gotta get rid of ponchos? It was like my favorite place in town. Of course, it made you sick every time, but I loved it. It was like, no, I have not had enough nasty enchiladas with nacho sauce. Give me that flag.
Oh, man. There you go. Now I feel better that we got that out of the way. Big show today, guys. We're on Facebook Live. You can watch the show, listen to us right there. 585 Live, you want to text in. When we come back, we'll check the roads and we'll do some headlines.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Apple just unveiling its answer to Amazon's popular Alexa digital assistant. The Apple version is HomePod.
President Trump says he will not assert executive privilege to try to block former FBI Director James Comey's testimony on Capitol Hill. Deputy White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced the president's decision.
President Trump will not assert executive privilege regarding James Comey's scheduled testimony.
It's time for the nation's air traffic control system to enter the future.
Today we are taking the first important step to clearing the runway for more jobs, lower prices, and much, much, much better transportation.
He's proposing to privatize the system, sending a letter to Congress to start the process and saying it'll reduce costs for air travelers and improve safety.
In 2005 and 2006, lawyers interviewed Bill Cosby for a civil case brought by the accuser in this criminal trial, Andrea Constant. During opening statements, the prosecution read from that transcript at least 9 times. Defense attorneys used Constant's statements to law enforcement from that same time.
6:33.
High today of 90 degrees.
It was so hot yesterday,
blah,
guys.
It really was. I hated every second of it.
Ugh.
I can't wait to be in Phoenix on Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be so much hotter.
105 degrees.
Good traffic. Looking forward to that.
Taking a look at the roads. Everything's looking good this morning, guys. Yeah, girl. Talking to you, Rhodes. You did a good job. Ain't nothing going on. No accidents to report, not even any congestion. You must have taken your Claritin.
Traffic!
Good morning.
This is so dumb.
That was.
It was so, so dumb.
Oh, guys, we have another Wonder Woman review at 7:30. This guy right next to me, he went and saw it yesterday.
What?
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to hear all about it. Because as you know, I've just been just telling you guys how much this is the greatest movie on earth. And she's so pretty. Just kidding, guys. Am I? Am I kidding?
No, you're not.
I don't know.
You're definitely not.
It's good. It was good. And I saw a post yesterday. Some mom, she posted after watching the movie. She said, we just got done watching Wonder Woman, and my daughter came up to me after the movie and said, I want to be just like Wonder Woman when I grow up.
Mm.
And that's why you want to take your little girl to see it. Because
dude,
she represents just everything that you want in a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Girls need somebody to look up to. They need that. And I love that the UFC, they have these strong, just superhero-like, you know, fighters. I love that about the UFC now, that women can look up to that and want to be like that. Because mixed martial arts is such a great thing, especially for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, there's not much else out there, you know? This is a man's world.
There's a phenomenal article from Relevant. I want to post it, but the problem is it's pretty spoilery. So if you haven't seen Wonder Woman, I wouldn't recommend reading it.
Let's just put spoiler alert. You know?
Yeah.
I want to read that. Are you gonna throw that into your review when we talk about it?
Maybe.
You got to.
Yeah, I'll post it to Star88's Facebook page. Facebook.com/Star88FM. But again, I wouldn't recommend reading it unless you've seen the movie.
Okay. Good. 7:30, we'll do another Wonder Woman review.
Oh, hey, guy.
I
guess I better
want some time to chill.
Okay, just chill. You just chill then. Man, little babies. Little babies. Speaking of babies, babies actually sleep better in their own rooms after 4 months. Moms.
Babies get less sleep at night and sleep for shorter stretches when they sleep in their parents' room after 4 months old, according to a new study. Parents are also more likely to engage in unsafe sleep practices, such as bringing their child into the bed, leaving pillows, blankets, or stuffed animals with the baby when they share their room. They analyzed data from 230 families participating in a randomized controlled trial for 2 years.
Wow.
Half the mothers were encouraged to consider moving their child at 3 months old to wherever the child would sleep at 1 year old. The other half received intensive advice on reducing SIDS risk, in which nurses visited the home, provided specific feedback on improving the safety of the sleep environment. The percentage of infants sleeping in their parents' room at 4 to 9 months old didn't end up differing between the groups. More than half the infants were sleeping in their own room by 4 months old, and just over a quarter were sleeping independently between 4 and 9 months. Infants who slept in their own room after 4 months slept for longer in general. 9-month-old room-sharing infants slept an average of 9.75 hours per night. Gosh, that sounds so good.
Right?
Sounds so good.
Oh.
Compared to 10 and a half hours for those who begin sleeping alone by 4 months. 10 hours for those who begin sleeping alone between 4 and 9 months.
Hmm.
That's just kind of random. That's where I'm going with it.
Tonight, witness the stunning conclusion of Baby versus Cobra.
No.
No. Get him. Get him, baby. Get him. Get him. Oh, no.
Cobra 1, Baby 0. Oh. Tune in next week for Baby versus Garbage Disposal.
No!
This is literally the worst. That was awful. I hate that, man.
That kid thinks it's hilarious. That's his favorite show.
Oh, Baby's Laughing is the best. I have 5 random facts for you.
No, you don't.
I do.
Do you really?
I really do have 5 random facts for you.
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
CNN has a video clip ready to air if the world is about to end. That's not a joke. It's a band playing the song Nearer My God to Thee. That's real.
This is it. They're going to air this. If the world is about ready to end, they're just going to switch over to this. This is...
My fellow Americans, tonight we embark upon a new journey. Across a pond we couldn't henceforth reckon with. By land, by air, or by sea, but only by traversing the great unknown to meet our creator in the great blue ribbon thing in the sky.
Oh.
It's CNN. They're not great with words.
No kidding. They're going to air that?
That's real. That's actually real.
What is Fox News going to
air? How? It's just Johnny Cash when the man comes around.
Oh, that's good. That's
dude,
good.
That's... Could you imagine having to be the dude that produced that?
Right?
Like, well, we finally got the news. The asteroid is drawing near to Earth, and there's no way we can stop it. Bruce Willis was unavailable, and Affleck, well, he's put on too much weight playing Batman, so...
Did they just loop that? Did they just keep playing it over and over until the end?
Until the world ends.
Huh. All right.
Number 2. There have been almost 19,000 Major League Baseball players in history, and not a single one has the last name that starts with the letter X. That's interesting.
Hmm.
There are 49 whose last name started with Q, and 90 whose last name starts with Z.
All right.
I'm trying to think of any last name that starts with X.
Well, you're the baseball guy.
No. I just mean humanity.
Oh. Yeah. Right? Name.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I know a lot of first names.
I mean, technically, he's fictional, but Charles Xavier, his last name was Xavier.
Yeah.
I just know first name Xaviers.
Right.
I don't know any last names. Professor X. Number 3. Thank you. MySpace was in talks to acquire Facebook in 2004, but passed on it.
Wow.
Because Mark Zuckerberg wanted $75 million, and that was too much money.
That's a steal.
By the way, Facebook's current market cap is $445 billion.
Wow.
MySpace sold in 2011 for $35 million. Oh, the irony.
You know Tom from MySpace? You know what he does now?
Huh.
So he sold MySpace for, I think it was a couple billion or something.
Yeah.
To a bunch of investor guys. They're like, oh, this is going to be the biggest thing ever. And they ended up selling it for $35
million.
Gosh. But Tom now, he took that money, and he's a single guy, doesn't have kids, and he travels the world, and he became like this professional photographer.
What?
And some of the photos, you should Google it. Tom from MySpace photographs. Huh. And he has some of the most beautiful photographs. And he'll go to like these places just in the world that are so amazing and exotic and just places where people usually don't go. And he'll take photos. That's what he does with his life.
Okay.
Tom from MySpace.
We were friends.
He sold it for like a couple billion.
Good job, Tom.
Oh, man.
Good job, Tom.
At the right time.
Now I want to go find Tom. We were really close, man.
Yeah, he was
my
friend,
like,
too.
He was like in my top eight. Yep. He was a really good friend of mine.
He was my friend, too, man. Yeah,
but I mean, he was a really good friend of mine. Really good friend of mine. Number four?
We're only on number four.
There are 12 U.S. states that only have one area code. Alaska, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming. We used to be on that list.
That's true, right?
Thanks, 575. Mm-hmm. Remember when that happened? It was like, I don't know what to do, though.
Yeah. It's like, so is it long distance if I call? Like, will I get charged if I call Rio Rancho?
And no.
This has been today's edition of...
My bad. Sorry, guys.
Random.
I just wanted... The fifth one's actually really cool. Did you know number five? Because I did.
No.
You didn't know this?
I don't know.
The CS in C.S. Lewis stands for...
This has been today's edition of...
I was hoping I'd run you over, but it didn't happen.
Clive Staples.
Clive Staples?
Here's a little known random fact that's like an addendum to five random facts today. How about 5B? In the show Lost, there was a character named Charlotte, and at one point they say her full name, and it's Charlotte Staples Lewis.
Huh.
And they did that in honor of C.S. Lewis.
All right, cool, man.
Her name was Charlotte.
Clive Staples. That's a strong name. If you're looking for a good name for your child, Clive.
Actually, his nickname was affectionately known as Jack, which is why cool people name their firstborn Jack.
Cool people, man.
Yeah, they really, everybody called him Jack. Nobody called him Clive or CS.
All right.
Here's some sad Albuquerque news. After 32 years, an Albuquerque vinyl record store is closing its doors for good. Did you see this?
It's very sad.
The owner says it's due to the boom in online sales. Customers say Albuquerque is losing a piece of history. It's a very, very sad day. Dude, Crazy Cat. They opened the door 32 years ago.
Where was that at?
1983. Didn't it used to be on Central? It was on Central. It's on Eubank and Constitution.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Opened in 1983, more than three decades later, Crazy Cat is bidding farewell.
Oh.
The owner, Edward Strange, says it's been a crazy ride, man. The 90s were very good years for us.
Heck yeah, man.
Their early years were spent on Central. Ha ha! According to KRQE News 13. Then a new location on Eubank and Constitution for the last 8 years. So here's the crazy thing. The internet dramatically changed the way people got their music. So that hurt everything. But ironically enough, Amazon sales were the reason his store was kept alive.
Really?
Yeah, he said he hasn't made any money in the actual shop in like 3 years. So he would just sell vinyl on the side on Amazon, and that kind of kept his business afloat.
No kidding. I always wondered how some of those places stay open. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, 30 years, man. 32 years to be exact. They're closing their doors, so no more Crazy Cat.
I used to hang out at this record shop, and every time I'd go in there, there'd be a guy that would just yell at me and make fun of me.
Yeah.
Because of the type of music that I asked for.
Oh.
And he would just make fun of me all the time, and he would basically run me out of the store.
Man, some of my best experiences are going into shops like that, and like Charlie's, you know.
You missed my joke.
No, I got it. I'm just like... Yeah, I'm going past it, dude.
They went right over your
head. I didn't know. It did not.
Jack Black.
Yes, I know. It's a great John movie. Cusack.
It's one of the greatest love stories of our time.
Debatable. However, I do love the end when Jack Black just kicks into Marvin Gaye and everybody's like, what? Mm-hmm. Now you know he can sing, but you didn't know then. Anyway, they're closing June 24th. They're going to continue to sell at local markets and online, but that's crazy, man.
Hey, man, he lasted that long.
That's true.
Good for that guy for doing what it takes to stay open.
Yeah. Well, and also good for him realizing that times are changing, and so if he can still continue to make money online, you know, and not have to.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if he hasn't made money in his shop in 3 years, whoo.
It's a record store.
But come on, man.
Yeah, there's a small percentage of people that are into the whole record thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Charlie's is still open, by the way.
Charlie's is still open.
Yeah.
I mean, to think about it, man, Hastings is done.
Yeah.
And they sold everything. And they're done.
Yeah. Gosh,
it's
dude.
A weird time we live in, man.
Well, it's because everything's becoming digital, which is still weird to me. I like the physical copies for it. Well, sometimes. Maybe not.
I haven't liked the physical copies in a long time.
I kid you not. Like, this last weekend, Chrissy asked if she could throw away the CDs. And I was like,
wow.
What? Why?
Because it takes up too much space.
Yeah, and they're all just in boxes in our garage.
We have all of this music on our phones.
Right. And that was kind of the argument.
Yeah.
Because they're just in boxes in the garage because you don't use them for anything. But it's like, but what happens? I just don't know how to respond because the truth is we probably could, but I just don't want to.
Right.
What if I want to go back and read some liner notes from the 90s?
I'll tell you one cool thing about keeping those CDs is every once in a while I'll go back and look through my CDs. I'll have you know, those little booklets you'd buy and you'd put your little CDs in the slots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of cool to go back and see what kind of music I was into. And
did you keep the sleeves, though? Like the cool liner notes?
Mm-hmm.
I got to keep it, man.
Yeah.
Who's ever going to remember that Stephen thanked me on Cities, the best Amberlin album?
Wow.
He thanked me.
Really?
I need that.
Oh.
That's actually real, yeah.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Did you talk him into that? Were you like,
you thank me? I had no idea. I was like, oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
Shout out to the Jeter clan.
Huh.
Oh, we're friends.
I'm glad that you...
gotta keep it forever.
You know, you actually were a part of making that album successful.
Yeah, Feel Good Drag was that... Never mind. Which was originally on Never Take Friendship Personally.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so fifth grader in Indianapolis learned to garden to feed his poor family.
Oh, this is going to make us feel awful about ourselves.
Austin King Hurt. He's the young urban gardener. He made it his mission to feed the city's hungry. Austin started gardening 3 years ago because he and his family were hungry. Now Austin is expanding to the far reaches of the galaxy.
Really?
No. A few months ago, he found an empty lot in his community and asked around the neighborhood, found out who owned the lot. That's when he knocked on Debbie Streetelmeyer's door and said, "Hey, I noticed you have this giant empty lot. I'd really like to turn this into a community garden to feed hungry people. However, the garden won't just be for my family. I'd like to feed people who are hungry with whatever is grown here."
What? He's in fifth grade?
Yeah, dude.
Is this for real?
This is real life.
Goodness.
He's a fifth grader, man. 11 years old.
He's on a mission, man.
Yeah, he seriously knocked on this lady's door. I love this. His mom was there and said, "Don't forget to introduce yourself." Okay. Gosh.
Is that one of those situations where he knocks on the door and then the kid starts, you know, telling this lady, "Hey, I want to feed hungry people." And she goes, "Oh, that's so nice, young man.
I know, right?
Here's some cookies. Goodbye." Yeah, okay, kid. Sure. Yeah, okay. You're going to feed...
you're going to feed the community. Yeah,
I'll give you this space because, yeah, you're going to use it to grow crops and feed the
hungry.
Dude,
there's a video on YouTube of him teaching people how to grow.
What?
The young urban gardener is what he calls himself. Austin King. Today he's planting turmeric.
How did you learn how to do that?
You do not bury it too deep. Yeah.
Yeah. YouTube? Did you learn on YouTube?
Turmeric has so many healthy benefits. I can't name them all. I can only remember one, and it thins blood. Nice.
Wow.
Dude, that's so great! Yeah.
That is
cool. It all started 3 years ago just because his family was hungry. He said all we had was rice and those bags of beans. It was a very small bag of beans, not even enough to feed everybody, so I had to make enough. He said that was a defining moment for him as a child. He's 11. This was a defining moment for me in my early life.
Like you said, this has been going on for 3 years now?
He was 8 when this happened.
See, that's what's crazy about it. You would think this would be one of those situations where your kid's like, I really want to do something for the homeless and I want to grow crops. And you're like, okay, let's do this. My kid will be done with this in like a week or
so
a few
here's
days.
What happened. He had rice and a bag of beans. He was 8 years old. And he said in that moment, 3 years ago, because his family couldn't even, they wouldn't feed the whole family. So he took the bag of beans. This is not a joke, Jack and the Beanstalk. Dug a hole next to his house and buried them in the yard. All of the beans. Said, all I knew was water, dirt, and sunshine. That's all I knew. I didn't know nothing else. End quote.
No, you're reading Jack and the Beanstalk. You
Shut
have it on the wrong page.
Your mouth. A week later, he said beans plants started coming out of the ground. So he stuck pieces of wood in the dirt so they could grow taller.
Uh-huh.
He said we had beans and rice for the rest of the winter.
Okay.
We haven't bought a bag of beans since.
Yeah, this kid is pranking everyone.
3 years later, the beanstalk reaches
to
the sky.
So I climbed.
Darn it, Jax! It's all real except for that last moment! I'm serious, you idiot! You're ruining a good thing!
So I climbed to the clouds where I met the giant.
You're forgetting the golden chicken egg layer guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 3 years later, he said a bag of beans has grown into an entire garden. They have a pepper garden. He likes jalapenos, so they grow jalapenos. They have raspberries. He's got raised bed garden for carrots.
Uh-huh.
He's got an herb garden. He's 11 years old, man.
Green beans. I mean, yeah.
I hate you so much. If his name was Jack, it'd be a little like...
ho, ho, ho.
Little Green different.
This is a totally... This is a commercial for...
No, it's real. He's planted beans. Corn, carrots. He's got sage, oregano, sweet basil, thyme, spearmint, lavender. He's got blackberries, blueberries, grapes, raspberries. Dang, dude. I hope Chrissy's not listening. I just planted a cherry tree and an apple tree, and I just know that it's not going to be enough now.
Yep.
Yep.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
That kid is an amazing kid. Makes my high schooler look bad.
Yeah, I know, right?
Agreed!
I'm going to have to get on her today and have her clean up her room at least.
Yeah.
Get off your iPad! Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Me too. I hate those iPods.
Take them away.
Whatever they're called. Yeah. Heck yeah. Break them.
There you go.
We go along the lines of the dads back a few years ago. They just smash them in front of their kids and post it online.
Maybe, there you go. Maybe don't smash them. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks. All right,
guys. Have a good morning.
You too.
That's pretty incredible, man. Yeah. It just makes us as parents feel like we are doing it all wrong. Yeah. How does a kid stay focused? How does an 11-year-old kid stay focused on doing something like that?
That's a good question.
You know, that's what I want to know.
Yeah. He started when he was 8, by the way.
That's insane.
8 years old. I don't even need to read anymore, right? Like, that's it. It's good. Yeah, he's planning to feed people who are hungry with whatever's grown. He says he's seen a lot of people without food, so he wanted to start. You know, and he said, quote, you ain't gotta pay to grow anything on it. I'll grow it. You pick it, he explains. If you're hungry, come to the garden.
Wow.
Take what you need.
That's cool.
Gosh. Yeah.
Thanks, kid.
Yeah. Way to ruin it for all the parents that now wonder where they went wrong. Kevin James. We've talked about this show before. In fact, we had his brother on our show.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Gary Valentine.
It was the worst interview ever.
It was not the worst interview ever.
He was so awful.
It was not our
he
best
was terrible.
Interview.
Yeah.
He was he's a comedian, and he was the worst.
Yeah, I know.
He wasn't funny. He didn't want to be there.
Have you watched Kevin Can Wait?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Kevin Can Wait heading in a different direction for season two, and here's the weird thing. It basically is going to be King of Queens. They are dumping Kevin's on-screen wife, Erin Hayes. She tweeted, "It's true. I've been let go from the show. It's very sad. I had a great experience."
Wow.
End tweet. They're completely replacing her with Leah Remini, who played his wife on King of Queens.
This is... I'm actually happy about this, but at the same time, it's kind of weird.
She did a guest spot on the show last month, appearing in the final two episodes of the season, and people went crazy. So she's going to continue the role she was playing, but how is the show going to handle the fact that now he doesn't have a wife?
Are they going to kill her off, or are they...
I don't know.
Are they just going to restart the show?
Supposedly the decision wasn't about ratings or her being a bad fit. The producers just wanted to mix it up. They just wanted to be King of Queens, let's be honest.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite shows.
Let's be honest. Still is. Never seen it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Never seen it.
All right, we got to go to break. Steve-O has a Wonder Woman review at 7:30.
Oh!
We'll talk about a principal who got hit with a pie at graduation when we come back. Somebody went to jail.
Oh, no.
She's a carver. She's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
21 Pilots, tearing my heart. Star 88. Hello. Beautiful Tuesday. It is 7-Eleven on The Invasion.
High today of 90 degrees.
How are those roads?
Traffic!
The roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads. Roads aren't great, actually. San Mateo Boulevard at Copper. There's an accident involving a city bus.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, that was a little insensitive. What if it was a bad accident?
I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
San Mateo Boulevard at Copper again. Accident involving a city bus. Steer clear of that area and pray for the people involved, man. Looking around the roads, nothing else going on. Everything is clear and beautiful. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic!
7:30, Wonder Woman review.
Wonder Woman! I posted an article, facebook.com/star88fm, if you'd like to read for yourself, from Relevant Magazine. It contains spoilers for Wonder Woman, so I don't recommend reading it unless you've seen the movie. However, I thought I did a pretty good job relaying some of the thoughts that I had.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Gosh! Excited.
Me too, man. Because, you know, I gave a great review last week.
You gave a terrible review, so
a beautiful,
I will say this.
Romantic review.
If you haven't seen the film, I don't want to ruin too much, so I'm going to try to remain spoiler free. However, I'm going to give an actual review, not just talk about Gal Gadot.
I'm going to give an actual review.
Beautiful human being in existence.
All right, that's at 7:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Let's talk about graduation. There comes a time in every young person's life where they dress up in a gown, they walk and receive a diploma. They graduate. They graduate high school. It's a beautiful moment. I know Steve-O never got to experience what graduation is like.
Oh, why are you going to do me like that, man?
But it's, you know, it's probably... It's probably a good thing that you didn't, because I could almost see this story happening to you. This is what could have happened to you.
Perfect.
And I believe that this is the reason why you never got to walk at graduation.
Perfect.
An 18-year-old named Xavier. He graduated from high school in Florida.
Nice.
After everyone got their diplomas, he thought, I'm gonna pull off one of the greatest pranks ever. I'm gonna go back on stage after I get my diploma, and and I'm going to throw a coconut cream pie in the principal's face.
Why would you think that's something I would do?
It'll be so funny, guys. Everybody will laugh. And I can't get in trouble because, I mean, what are they going to do? Kick me out of school? It'll be brilliant. So that's what Xavier did. He had a coconut cream pie waiting for him as he left the stage. Apparently, as he threw the coconut cream pie at the principal's face, the principal got his arms up in time so it didn't actually hit him in the face. He just got some whipped cream on his arms and chest.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
Yep. Terrible.
That's just a dumb senior prank, right? Right, Xavier?
Obviously.
He was arrested! He was arrested! Xavier went to jail! He's facing a third-degree felony charge for battery on an education employee! Man!
Oh, man.
That's assault, bruh! Woo! He's also facing a second-degree charge for disturbing the peace at a school assembly. He spent the night in jail and got released the next day on a $4,000 bond. Man. It's not clear if he'll actually face any jail time or not.
That stinks. Oh, man.
Here's the principal joking about it after he was hit.
At this time, graduates, as you can see, dessert started. So if you want anything, it's down front. It is coconut cream, and it is very good.
So the principal was joking about it. He's fine. The kid went to jail. So was there like a cop there, like one of the kids, you know, he was graduating, and dad was there, who happens to be a cop. He saw the whole... how did that happen?
I need more information on this.
How did that happen?
I'm definitely going to need more information on this.
There's not a whole lot. I mean, that's pretty much it. He tried to hit the principal in the face with a pie, but the principal threw his hands up to block his face, and so it just hit him in the arms. And as Valencia was escorted off the school's football field where the commencement ceremony was taking place, he told deputies he did not understand why he was being arrested, saying it was just a senior prank.
Right.
And,
gosh.
Yeah. The superintendent of the school said this: the pie incident was very unfortunate, and I regret that it took away from such a distinguished ceremony. So I don't even know if it was the principal that pressed charges. I bet you it had to have been somebody else. Might have been Rick, the superintendent, who said, arrest that young man. I don't know. That's all the information I got, man. That's crazy, man. You are launching into the world. You just received your diploma. Only to just land in jail.
Yeah, dude, that... I'm like 50-50. I get it.
A felony for a pie.
At least I'm trying to get it.
A felony for a pie.
Because he did something stupid, but man, that's a third-degree felony.
It's for throwing a pie, and it didn't even hit the principal in the face. And even if it did hit the principal in the face, honestly, I still don't think the kid should have went to jail.
Right.
I don't know. And if anything, he made the graduation even better because those things are boring.
Okay. Obviously, don't do anything stupid like that at your graduation.
Don't do that. No.
If anybody still has to, because it's June, man. Pretty sure everybody already graduated.
Yeah, I won't talk about my senior prank on the air because I don't want young people to follow in my footsteps. But I should have went to jail.
Oh, good.
We should have. There was about four of us that were involved in the senior prank, and we should have went to jail. If they would have found out that it was us, and they never did, we took a blood oath.
Yeah.
We said, nobody can find out about this. And if they did, oh my gosh, we would have never have graduated. We probably would have went to jail. We didn't hurt anybody.
Don't.
We didn't hurt anybody. But man, to this day, I wonder if I could still. No, that was like 20 years ago. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Do you want to hear about it? You want to know what I did?
Are you going to? Yeah, might as well.
It was a week from graduation.
Tell us anyways. You just said you weren't gonna, but you're gonna.
Dustin Tavner looked into my eyes and said,
are you gonna go to jail? What's the statute of limitations on this?
It's gotta be like, what, 8 years? 10 years?
I mean, I don't know. We'll find out.
Dustin Tavner said, I got the perfect prank. Honestly, don't even remember if he's the one who came up with it, but I'm just going to blame it on him. Said, let's sneak into the school at night and let's take everything out of everybody's locker and just scatter it throughout the school. Let's go to the library and take books off the shelves, stack them high, take chairs, take everything that we possibly can and just make sure that it's chaos all throughout the school. I mean, we took all the library cards and turned them upside down on the floor. I mean, this is like a week before like school's over. And so people have tests and homework they got to turn in. And we just like took everything out of the lockers and just threw it out throughout this. It was awful. It was awful. We didn't damage anything.
Why?
Okay, we did damage.
Why?
We took tar, black tar, and we put it at the entryways.
You should stop talking.
Okay.
You should stop talking. You're going to go to jail.
Okay.
I remember we were at this event for Hope High School.
We locked the front door with chains.
Stop talking.
All right.
Apparently, my wife's senior year class changed the straight game at Hope.
Really?
Yes. Like, I was listening to everything that had gone down, and their principal now was Chrissy's high school basketball coach, Coach Heisey. Now he's the principal over at Hope. Really good dude.
What'd they do?
I don't know exactly what they did, but here's what I know is it was like thousands upon thousands of dollars in damages.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that wasn't
nearly. So much so that like they just changed, like not cool. No senior pranking.
Did they ever get found out on who did it and everything? Really? Yeah. Same situation. Same. But I feel like you just ratted out your wife though, man.
No, because she wasn't a part of it.
Oh,
because she was like basketball player, singer girl.
Well, I was football.
She didn't take part in
it. I was a football track guy.
Have you seen her senior picture? She had glasses on. Okay. Obviously, it wasn't her.
Really? They just did a bunch of damage to the school? See, that's the only thing we did as far
it's
as
like,
damage is we put black tar out so people had to walk through the black tar to get to the doors.
See, so here's the thing. Like, you don't think that's a big deal, but what if...
I mean, janitors, they had to clean it up. I felt actually really bad. And we like chained the door, like every entrance of the school was chained.
They're the worst.
So get this. We were leaving for a football game. And so we were all that morning. We get to the school and I saw the principal was outside freaking out.
Well, yeah.
Just freaking out. And he was running around and we're all sitting on the bus. And Dustin Tavner, he was the star quarterback. He was in on the prank with me.
Oh, Dustin.
And we're just sitting there just about ready to die because we're like, if we get found out. And the principal gets on the school bus and goes, if I find out who it is, and I will.
You mean when, principal? When I find out.
Your life is over.
Oh,
and I remember Dustin and I were just freaking out. And so we left and didn't have to deal with the chaos. But then we had found out that so many I actually felt so terrible because there were a lot of people that had homework to turn in and they had all these things that they had to do because it was the last week of school and they couldn't find their homework. Some kids were happy about it because, I mean, that was a great excuse.
Man,
kids don't ever do anything like that. This is terrible.
Yeah.
This kid in Florida. He threw a pie at the principal. He went to jail, which I think is so ridiculous, but still, he went to jail.
Went to jail, dude!
And I would be in jail, too.
Somebody said, why didn't he just say he was being an edgy comedian? You get away with anything, then.
So
thank
true.
You, Starmie.
So true.
Thank you for those words. Graduated from Moriarty in 2007, broke into the school, broke into the principal's office, broke into the security guard's closet, kept her bike for 2 weeks. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Returned it in a cemented bucket and buried the bucket in the center of the pavilion. Looked like a shrine with her bike doing a wheelie. The principal was so impressed, he sent pictures to the entire school district. Hashtag never forget.
Wow.
See, but that's like, dude, you damaged his bike.
Right?
Like, I don't know. So I got a text in on the Hope senior class. And yeah. They spray painted stuff.
Oh.
Spray paint.
See, that's taking it to the next level.
Oh, is it? Why? Why black tar?
Okay.
Huh?
Well, I mean it.
Somebody said they had to arrest this kid. If they don't take care of the actions of this young man, all ceremonies will be chaos from now on.
You know what?
That's I'm sure a great the point. Charges will be reduced. But seriously.
Honestly, that's a great
they
point.
They
got to
make the point like, hey, that's not okay.
Next year would have been the same right. thing. Somebody
Some
would have tried
thinking
something.
It's funny. Yeah, now no right. one will ever throw a pie at the principal.
Right. Somebody would have set a booby trap.
Spent the night in jail.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Good job. Somebody else chimed in and said, already graduated and becoming a career criminal for a living. Good on you.
Yeah, no kidding.
There you go.
Yeah. I remember there was another class, another senior class. They took apart a car and then reassembled it in the lobby of
the
school.
See, that's like, that's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive. Like, how did they get it? There was no way right. to drive the thing through the doors.
Right.
No, they took the thing apart and then reassembled that thing.
If only they had applied themselves in school, C average.
Yeah, exactly. On this day, we will commemorate this young man, Xavier Valencia.
What high school did you go to? I just want to know for, you know, the purposes of ratting you out so that you... No, our boy Seth wanted to know where you went to high school because he went to college at Carroll in Helena.
Oh, Helena? No kidding.
Helena?
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 No, it's Helena.
You say it stupidly, though, for everything. So
Helena. Ennis High School. I was a Mustang.
Oh, okay.
I was a Mustang, guys. And I was also a Harrison Wildcat for a while.
Oh, my gosh. She was back on her bike that day, by the way, the principal from...
Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, guys.
2 years before I graduated, four seniors cut all the locks on the lockers. They did time and paid lots of fines. Ooh. Couldn't keep their mouths shut. 600-plus locks cut.
Oof. That's a lot of money.
Another member of the Star Army chimed in and said, my sister graduated in 97 from Estancia. They locked a small herd of cattle in the school overnight. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
No.
That is
dude.
Good. Are you kidding me? The principal opens up the doors and there's just cows and chickens and goats just hanging out. Oh, it's brilliant. But never do that.
How about this prank? During a football game in high school, they released three pigs and they painted numbers on them. 1, 2, and 4. Wow. They spent a solid hour looking for number 3. That is hilarious.
Oh, man.
Horrible!
That is
but
horrible.
Really witty.
We got to go to break.
Gosh, coming up, we're going to talk about redemption.
Yes.
In the form of a woman who is wonderful. Oh, my gosh.
Steve watched a movie yesterday.
I'm going to try and give a normal review, not like Dex's
okay.
review.
You know mine was great.
No, for those that missed Dex's Wonder Woman review, all we basically know is how
I'm
beautiful
responsible.
She is.
I'm responsible for what the box office numbers said over the weekend, my friend.
We're going to talk some Wonder Woman on the way back.
Yeah, and the parallels between Wonder Woman and the Bible. They're there. Oh, yes. There is redemption. Mm. And if you should take your kids to see Wonder Woman. We'll do the review when we come back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Apple just unveiling its answer to Amazon's popular Alexa digital assistant. The Apple version is HomePod.
President Trump says he will not assert executive privilege to try to block former FBI Director James Comey's testimony on Capitol Hill. Deputy White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced the president's decision.
President Trump will not assert executive privilege regarding James Comey's scheduled testimony.
It's time for the nation's air traffic control system to enter the future.
Today we are taking the first important step to clearing the runway for more jobs, lower prices, and much, much, much better transportation.
He's proposing to privatize the system, sending a letter to Congress to start the process and saying it'll reduce costs for air travelers and improve safety.
In 2005 and 2006, lawyers interviewed Bill Cosby for a civil case brought by the accuser in this criminal trial, Andrea Constant. During opening statements, the prosecution read from that transcript at least 9 times. Defense attorneys used Constant's statements to law enforcement from that same time.
High today of 90 degrees.
Summer, summertime. How the roads?
Well, there was an accident reported about 30 minutes ago involving a city bus. San Mateo Boulevard at Copper. Again, San Mateo Boulevard right at Copper. There was an accident involving a city bus kind of jamming everything up there. No other accidents to report this morning. Roads are actually looking pretty good. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
There is a little movie that came out this past weekend. It's called Wonder Woman.
Be careful of mankind, Diana. Oh. They do not deserve you.
You've told me this story.
Man, that's so awesome. Okay. Guys, that is just the best movie ever.
I actually thought it was cooler in Batman v Superman when her theme music came on.
Oh, man.
I'm serious.
Oh, it was so awesome.
Such a great theme song.
I get the chills every time, man.
It was good. They used it well in this movie. But it was like, eh. It didn't necessarily fit with the film. That was like one of the very few things I wasn't like over the moon about.
Well, if that's the only thing that you are complaining about, then I'm okay with
it. It really is. I was trying to think of things to talk about as I prepared for my review of Wonder Woman, and I don't want to gush like Dex, because basically Dex spent about 30 minutes just talking about how beautiful Gal Gadot is.
Guys,
and
let me just stop you for a second.
Come on. What?
The greatest thing about this movie is...
Gal Gadot.
What'd I say?
Gal.
What? What'd I say?
Gal Gadot.
That's what I said.
That's not what you said. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and gush on how beautiful she is like Dex, because the word beautiful doesn't even begin to describe how gorgeous she is. Am I right? I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm not going to do that.
All right.
No, you know what? Here's the thing, though. I will say this. You're absolutely correct in that she's stunningly beautiful.
That's a symbol of American
Thank you, thank you. Not just because she, the actress Gal Gadot, is strikingly beautiful, but truly because of her character. I think it's
that's
the writing, the everything about... And that's not what you
no,
meant. Shut up. You're simpler than that. It's because she's so pure. This film, I don't want to ruin it, so if you haven't seen it and you care greatly about spoilers, I'm definitely going to go into the movie a little bit more than Dex did, so... This is where you get to tune out if you haven't seen Wonder Woman and really, really care. But the truth is, I thought it was one of the very best superhero films I have ever seen for numerous reasons, but not the least of which being the fact that it seems like in a lot of superhero films, they like to emulate Christ, which isn't a bad thing. It's definitely not a bad thing.
Just writing
in
everything
fact,
down that I've already said.
C.S. Lewis once said that every great story is just a retelling of the story. Paraphrasing a little bit, but essentially that's it. Like, every phenomenal story is just a retelling of the story. So here's where it is. You have a hero who was born in paradise.
Said that.
Perfect specimen of a being.
Said
who
that
is,
like 100 times.
Okay. And lives in this paradise, but there's these... fallen things called man,
yep.
And they're outside fighting each other,
yep.
And she believes she was created,
yes,
to restore humanity.
Beautiful.
So all she has to do is leave this perfect place and go out into the world and defeat the evil one, Ares, the god of war, who's put this evil inside of them.
Absolutely.
And once she does that, then humanity will be reconciled or redeemed or restored back,
beautiful,
to perfection. And it was like, how can
Am I the only one hearing this gospel message?
Right?
Like, am I crazy? Am I, like, reading into something? It was seriously, truly a beautiful redemption story. Mm-hmm. And the idea that this perfect being can go into this broken...
What do you mean by perfect?
Do you just want me to gush on how attractive she is? Is this what you're trying to do?
I feel like you're saying the exact same things I said.
Not necessarily. Because her character is so pure. It's a different type of thing that we are talking about, my friend. You were just talking about her physical beauty. I am talking about the character, the way Gal Gadot portrayed her perfectly. Because she has this innocence, this purity to her, and yet her compassion drives her. The moment when she tastes ice cream for the first time is almost childlike, right, and really beautiful, and yet she's so powerful in that. I love that, because normally it's like the damsel in distress, and they're like the sweet thing that can't fend for themselves. I loved that she had the pure moment, childlike moment of eating ice cream, and the next moment she is taking down some Nazis, yo!
Yeah, right?
And yep. So the action was incredible. It was, oh man, it was so good. But truly, one thing I absolutely loved is the fact that her mission, if you will, in the film is to take out Ares, the god of war, because she believes that there's some supernatural being behind the scenes. And of course, Chris Pine's character, Steve Trevor, doesn't believe that. He believes that man is, you know, just bad. And so I swear to the good Lord above, I swear, if you beep one more time, I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Well, that means that you're saying everything that I said in my review. I just want to make sure everybody knows.
I'm just going to punch
Chris. This is the exact same review.
Chris on Facebook Live is saying what I'm thinking.
I feel like you kind of stole my review. One more,
no, because you didn't review it.
No, you stole my review.
You're not reviewing. You
said everything so far
anything
that I said.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to get really spoilery. I'm going to throw my hot coffee in your face. I'm throwing it in your face. We are going to have a fight to the death. And I just saw Wonder Woman, so I feel like I could beat you right now.
Just spoil it, man.
Okay, so spoilers. Full spoilers right now. There's a moment where she realizes that maybe, just maybe, not everyone is good. Mm. And Chris Pine's character has to tell her that sometimes humans just choose the wrong thing. Sometimes people are just bad. And even in that moment when she realizes that maybe, just maybe, there is evil within man, she has a choice to make. And the big, gosh, the redemption moment comes with, it's not about what they deserve, because man is fallen and broken and they don't deserve to be saved. Like, that's kind of what her mom tells her in the beginning. These people don't deserve you because you're so pure, you're so good, you're so perfect. These stupid humans don't deserve you. And she says, it's not about what they deserve, it's about what I believe. And I believe in love. And I believe that they can be saved and they can be good. And I had the best conversation on the way home with my 13-year-old because of this film, because we got to talk about the idea of the sin nature and the spirit of God that dwells within us, and how they battle one another. The flesh and the spirit are going to war, and we have to make a choice. We have to choose the right thing. We have to choose, because we're going to constantly have this flesh fighting the spirit. And so I absolutely thought it was one of the very best portrayals of the gospel I've ever seen in a superhero movie. Seriously,
kind
man
of mad at you that you took Jack. I told you not to take.
I was like in tears. I actually cried. I was a grown man crying in a movie theater because it was such a phenomenal portrayal of the gospel. And yeah. Sorry, guys. Everybody's saying it's World War One. There weren't Nazis. Well, there were Germans. Sorry, I apologize.
The Germans.
The Germans. The Germans, not the Nazis yet. That's Captain America. Which there was a little similarity in the ending there for a moment. Just a little similarity.
Right?
A little.
So what did you think as far as appropriate for children?
It depends on the age.
Because I tried to do my best to explain the scene and the hot tub.
No, but you just fumbled over everything. There's one scene towards the beginning where there is like partial nudity, where Chris Pine is taking a bath and then he's got to cover himself. So I had my three boys with me, and you know, Brody being the youngest 4-year old, there was a little scary moment because the Germans are working on mustard gas, and so it's kind of a terrifying scene there. I would almost point to that. You know, skin being melted off of a human being, that might be a little much for a child. But as a whole, I thought the film was actually brilliantly done. The practical effects were incredible. The stunts, Gal Gadot did a lot of her own stunts.
Yeah.
I think she, 6 hours a day she worked out for this role.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal. So I'm still mad at you for trolling my review, but that's okay. Somebody said Wonder Woman, man. I fell asleep in part of the first half of the movie when she goes from the island to the city. Thought the backstory took a long time.
Are you kidding?
But when the action started, I enjoyed it. My hubs and I are huge Marvel fans. That's my thing. I'm a giant Marvel fan, not necessarily DC. And for it to like sweep me off my feet that much meant a whole lot to me because I don't care about Wonder Woman.
Right.
I don't care about DC a whole lot.
Now you do.
No, absolutely. It was phenomenal.
They made you want to care.
But I think the backstory was important because you had to see this perfect place that she came from. She was essentially like heaven, you know, this perfect place. And then you have to contrast that with the world. So there had to be these moments where she saw the world and the world kind of mocked her,
right,
kind of made fun because she was so cute and innocent and pure and didn't understand it, but she never changed her character. That's the best part, I think, is the fact that regardless of the way the world treated her, the way that people thought that she was just kind of weak or whatever, she was this really empowered, strong person that knew what she was created to do. She was there for a purpose, and no matter how anyone treated her, she was going to achieve it. The moment in the no man's land moment when she becomes Wonder Woman, if you will, I thought was one of the most incredible scenes in like superhero movie history. It was phenomenal. Yeah.
The fight scenes were just the best.
We got a text on the live line saying that the Chris Pine bathing scene was phenomenal. Speaking of
phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm going to stop. I will stop because I don't want to ruin it too much, but I'll tell you guys right now. Yeah. I gave it. By the way, Gal Gadot was also in the Israeli army. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
What is this? This is off the Wonder Woman stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I felt you walk right through me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Was this in the movie?
Everybody's loving that you pretended like you said all of these things, but really you only said one thing.
What?
She was beautiful and you didn't really have
that
a
is
review.
Not true. That is somebody making all of that up. They're just trying to be funny. I get it, guys.
Pat says, I'm with you. Always been a huge Marvel fan, pretty down on DC,
but
this was the best DC movie to date.
Yay!
Patrice says, good review. Not too bad on the spoilers. Really can't wait to see it now. Cool.
Beautiful. Good
all right.
Job.
If you want to read more on the idea of the Garden of Eden and evil and this phenomenal message in Wonder Woman, Relevant Magazine actually wrote a pretty great article by Tyler Huckabee. And he gets really deep into it. What was really surprising me. What frustrates me is the fact that there are comments on his article just trashing the idea of it.
Really?
Yeah, Wonder Woman is the most unchristian movie I've ever seen.
Oh my
Forgetting
gosh.
Even the insinuations and attack on marriage and purity, the most shocking moment came when Ares, you know, when Wonder Woman asks who Ares is and he says, I am. Mm-hmm. There is a moment and he says, I am. And I was like, whoa, kind of taken aback because obviously we know that God is the great I am.
Right.
Like that is God. But don't you believe that if there is this evil entity whose job is to kill, steal, and destroy, that he's called the great deceiver, that he is a liar, that wouldn't he portray himself as God, essentially?
Reach.
That he would portray himself in this way as being the ultimate power,
right,
or a better option, if you will?
An angel of light.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. A deceiver.
And so I didn't think that was blasphemous or a slap in the face to God. If anything, that's Satan's MO, man.
Right.
He's the great deceiver. He's not going to come to you and be like, hey, follow me so that you can destroy your life and become this murderous, adulterous, whateverous, you know?
Right.
He's going to come to you like, this plan is better. Come on, man. Let's do this. You and me together forever.
This is going to make you feel so good.
Yeah.
Just try it once.
So I don't understand those things because his true nature is revealed within the film.
Why can't Christians just go watch a movie and enjoy a great story? Why do we always have to just complicate it so much? Why can't we just go watch it and just go, wow, that was a great message. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Why do we got to complicate it?
On that, I do think as Christians, we obviously look through a biblical lens.
Sure.
When we watched
this movie and we saw that through a biblical lens. Both of us left the movie going, I saw the Bible. I saw the gospel. I saw Christ.
So maybe the difference is this. The difference is I wasn't necessarily looking for a gospel message. I just saw it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
On the flip side, maybe there are those that to them, they hold scripture in such high esteem that if anything is contrary or even appears contrary, like, cause the movie starts off with like, in the beginning, Zeus created, you know what I mean? But I did find it very interesting that essentially the origin of Zeus creating all things was pretty Genesis 1, you know what I mean? It was like he creates the heavens and the earth.
If you look at those stories
man and his image.
In Greek mythology, a lot of it is similar to the Bible.
Right. Where do you think they got it from?
Exactly.
And so I don't know. I just don't find that to be.
I just feel like that's a dangerous place sometimes to be in that bubble. We can be so trapped in that Christian bubble that we miss out. We trap ourselves.
Yeah.
And that can be a bad thing for ourselves, for our walk.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time...
I used to be that guy back in the day. I look back and go, that was a bad time for me to...
I
can say that.
Yeah, you can... I wouldn't say that.
I think being trapped in that bubble is not a good place
but
necessarily.
But it's not necessarily a bubble for those. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I think of Romans 13 where I'm definitely not paralleling it saying that they are like the weaker Christian, but we're all at different places in our walk. We all have we work out our own salvation through fear and trembling. Right. And like, so that's just the way that certain people go about certain things because there are other areas of life where you can say, well, they carry themselves in this accord or this way. And I wish I had that discipline to A, B, and C. And so we're all at different places in our walk.
Well, I get that, but that doesn't mean it's still not wrong.
I don't think it's wrong to not enjoy.
Because I believe there was a lot of things that I did wrong back in the day, but it took somebody telling me, it took somebody coming alongside me that was living differently, that was loving Christ in another way that made me realize, oh my gosh, you mean to tell me I don't have to wear a Christian t-shirt? Do you mean to tell me that I don't have to walk around with my Bible all the time? You mean to tell me that I don't?
But you can, and that's okay.
But you can, but at the same time, sometimes we can. That can be a bad thing at times.
No, and here's...
I
know what you're
off.
Trying to say, but I think it comes down to the heart. What's the heart behind it? Are you trying to be pious? Are you self-righteous?
But you mean to tell me, though, that there's Christians out there right now that their heart behind it is that they want to see people saved, but the way that they go about doing it is completely wrong, and it's turning people off. So just because they believe in their heart they're doing the right thing, that doesn't mean it's the right thing.
Here's how I'm going to flip the script. Think of, I mean, let's go back to the gospel. Think of John the Baptist. He was that dude you're referencing. He was the in-your-face, eating locusts and honey, looking freaking homeless, screaming at everybody to repent. And that was God's vessel that he used to prepare the way for Jesus. Do you know what I mean?
I get that. But there's
right.
John the Baptist type people today.
Yeah, I know. So what I'm saying is that just because our methods are the way that we choose to portray the gospel or to pour into people's lives are different. You can't say that it's wrong. I wouldn't say that John the Baptist was wrong in what he did.
Right.
But I would say it's different than the way I would approach it.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's all wrong. I'm not saying, I think it can be one of those places where it could be It could be. I'm not saying that everybody that is in that place is wrong, because they're not. I mean, I definitely, when I was that person back in my early 20s, I saw God work.
Yeah.
But then after I got out of that bubble, I realized, oh my gosh, I think I can do more this way than what I was doing. You know, it was just a different way of doing it.
Yeah. No, dude, we are very similar.
You're right. Your heart is in the right place. My heart was always wanting to see people saved.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it can be it could be a situation where we go to a movie and watch Wonder Woman, which was a fun movie, and we go,
oh my gosh,
they talked about Zeus, and it was not biblical whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. There were some people trashing it, even on this Relevant article, and it took everything in me not to comment, but I think that's why. Because somebody said, you know, totally missed the movie as well as the Bible. This argument holds no scriptural reference, you know, going off on the undertones.
It's not a Christian
movie. Right. Exactly. And there is the rub, man. It's not a Christian movie.
We can go watch a movie and enjoy a story. We can read a book that's not a Christian book and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Christians can do those things. And I feel like a lot of Christians are missing out on
enjoying life
because they have been taught that, nope, you can't read that and you can't go watch that and you can't listen to this type of music.
Yeah.
That's a scary place, man.
See, Katrina would say that means I'm in a Christian bubble. I saw it through my Christian eyes, saw it as blasphemous in some ways. Okay.
Well.
I didn't see it. I understand why, but I absolutely understand why you would see it as that.
But just tell me, Katrina, why couldn't you have just looked at it like it was a fun movie
because
to watch?
That's where she's at in her faith, and it is contrary to God's word because it's saying that Zeus created all things. I can just get past that because obviously Greek mythology comes from somewhere, and when they're talking about it, how he basically created them in his image, I, instead of getting upset and being like, this is blasphemous, I immediately thought of Paul. I thought of Paul speaking to, ironically enough, the Greeks, talking about this unnamed God that was like, hey, this God over here that you have an idol to, that you have guess what? This is the one true God. So, hey, guess what? This Zeus, as you call him, that you believe created all things, you got it kind of right because there is one true God who created all things and did create man in his image because the story of creation within it is pretty right on, except they say Zeus, right? Like, he formed man and he breathed life into him for his purpose and all the, and I was going, well, this is pretty accurate. I mean, they said Zeus, but Greeks got a lot of stuff wrong.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
But that's just the way I saw it. So, I don't know. Somebody says legalism may appear to be righteous and spiritual, but ultimately fails to accomplish God's purpose because it's an outward performance instead of an inward change. That's a good thought.
585
Live.
So
many people chiming in.
Or you can hit us up on Facebook Live.
And Seth's got a great question because if that's it, if we can just enjoy all things, where is the line drawn between what you watch and what you don't watch? And that is an excellent question.
All right, we'll tackle that when we come back. Hang out with us. Colton Dixon in my veins. Star 88.
Colton Dixon is in your veins?
Yes, he flows through my veins.
You're going to be so stoked come Freedom Celebration.
805, good morning.
Hi, today, 90 degrees. Sorry. I'm just like getting down with the song. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads, there's an accident involving a school bus near eastbound I-40 off the ramp. Unser Boulevard right at I-40. Yes, another accident involving a bus this morning. That was sent in by a Starmie member and actually popped up on my map just a moment ago. So again, a school bus near eastbound I-40 off the ramp. There's an accident right there. I-40. Yes. There you go.
Traffic!
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Steve-O just gave.
It was an all right review.
Wow.
Of Wonder Woman. But if you'd like to hear my review, just go back to last week.
Full review I did on Wednesday's podcast last week. It was great. It was great.
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman.
So we got a lot of people chiming in about your review, and we were kind of discussing because there was a few people in the Starmie that actually did not like the movie. They were, I wouldn't say offended. Were they offended by it? They what would you say? What were they? Read some of the comments again that they were saying.
Some people thought that it was just super blasphemous because it was Greek mythology. And that was where they took it. You know, the fact that, the villain in the film uses the term I am when mm-hmm. asked who he is. They thought that, you know, blatant and audacious blasphemy. Of course, if you see the film, I don't want to ruin anything, but it's kind of the point of the evil one, if you will.
Right.
So
that's the job of Satan is right. to deceive, to steal, kill, and destroy.
Absolutely. So, he's the father of lies, we're told in scripture. And so when you can look at it, you know, as far as the film went, they, you know, in the beginning, God, Zeus created heavens and the earth and then man. And then it wasn't until this other dude, Ares, who they label the God of War, comes along and says, no, I see there's wickedness in man, and I'm going to prove it by placing, you know what I mean? And it's very much so a God and Satan type, yeah.
Mm.
And so.
585 Live, if you want to text in. We're also on Facebook Live. You can go there and watch and listen to the show and leave a comment. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's up, Booty?
You just talking about Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman.
Yep.
The worst hero ever.
What? Did you watch the movie?
No.
See, and that's it.
I don't want to waste my money.
Okay. No, see, that's it. Booty, listen to me. I'm in your boat. I'm like, I don't care. I never watched the Linda Carter TV show as a kid. I've never cared about DC for the most part, except for maybe Batman and Supes and, you know, Swamp Thing. So I'm with you. I've never been like a DC person. I saw this
movie.
You know
what it is to me?
Oh, man.
With Wonder Woman, it's like they needed to create a woman superhero, so they gave her a rope and some bracelets. And when they realized that was a horrible idea, they're like, all right, just give her Superman powers.
But it's
you
not.
Know what I mean?
She can't fly.
She doesn't have laser beams that come
fly.
Out of her eyeballs.
Yeah, this is. It's totally
well,
different.
They had to stop it somewhere.
No, nope. Booty,
you
just
have to
totally.
Watch it, man.
No.
You have to watch the movie. It's really, really good. It's a
you
great
know what though,
movie.
And I was side comment about the whole religious referencing. It's not a religious movie. It's a history lesson, if anything. And not only that, but you know, religion should honestly have Planet Fitness rules. It should be a judgment free zone, right?
I think I heard. Say that again. I didn't catch that. Say it again.
Oh man, you know, no. Now we lost all
okay.
of the things.
All right.
If you don't have strong enough conviction to remember what you literally just said, how deep did you really believe what you just said?
True.
Hey, it's not that. It's just when you have to repeat yourself, it's just like you feel kind of
it's like repeating a joke, you know, if somebody didn't
yeah,
get
it was,
joke.
Yeah, it wasn't yeah. a joke, but yeah,
well, I know,
like,
but
you know, I guess okay. I guess you guys don't care.
Okay.
That's all right.
I care, Booty. I care because this is what we're talking about. You know, people just joining us, we're, you know, gave a review on Wonder Woman, and now we're kind of talking about the line drawn as a believer or what, you know, watching entertainment.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't read your review, so just tell it to me real quick.
I just thought it was an excellent film. I don't know. I thought it was a pretty solid gospel message, actually. And you know, I didn't have to look too deep to find it. It's about this perfect person created on this perfect place who leaves said perfect place to find or to redeem humanity. Like, seriously,
yeah.
It, I don't want to ruin the movie, Booty. You got to see it. But, you know,
she goes to destroy.
She sees man, and she believes there's good within them, and it's set during World War I, so she sees the evil and the destruction and humans killing each other and can't understand why, and yet rather than fleeing from that and saying that all man is evil, she still believes that it doesn't matter that humans deserve to be saved. She believes in love and saving people regardless of that. And gosh, it's a powerful story, dude. It's a really
so
good
basically
it's a really
the
good
reason
story.
Why we all have wives.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Booty.
Gosh, Booty! Love you, bro. People are chiming in. Somebody said, how dare a movie about a mystical person with superpowers not be steeped in biblical truth? Somebody said, wait, I thought Wonder Woman can fly. No, she can. She's like the Hulk. She can jump like 4 miles, but she can't fly.
Yeah.
In the comic book, she had an invisible plane, and that's stupid. Somebody else said, Batman and the Flash, the only good DC characters, but Wonder Woman was so beautiful. Nah, I love Supes. Flash is cool.
I love the Flash.
I do enjoy DC comics. I just grew up reading X-Men and Spider-Man, and I was definitely more of a, you know, Captain America
kid.
Did
you hear about the new X-Men that's coming out? Did you? You haven't heard about this?
What are we talking about?
From the producers of X-Men, First Class.
Gina, what's your superpower?
I can program a VCR in minutes.
Oh, I got another one.
Comes the worst class of X-Men.
Mitch, quit hitting yourself and tell me your superpower.
That is my superpower.
X-Men, Worst Class.
I can blow bubbles.
Your nose is a kazoo.
Hello, that's my superpower.
X-Men, Worst Class. Rated R, for really?
That looks awesome!
Shut up. Did you know... Your stupid little thing, right? There's actually a comic book series called Worst X-Men Ever.
No kidding.
It's kinda, yeah,
he's coming out with the movie. That's the trailer.
No, he has a really terrible power. Max Bemis, the lead singer of Say Anything, wrote the story.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he use his nose as a kazoo?
No, he has the ability to explode. That's not even a joke, but he can only do it once because it will kill him. It's the worst power
ever.
Right.
It's like our boy that was in the power where he can't talk. If he talks, he'll blow everybody up.
Yeah, but that's Black Bolt. That's a different power.
That's a terrible power.
Whatever, he's the king of the
He'll
Inhumans.
Kill everybody.
Yeah,
he can't talk.
You. Can't make fun of Black Bolt.
Can't open his mouth.
Somebody else. Oh, Pat says The Flash on the WB. That's another good DC show.
Yeah.
Somebody says, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe that Dex is questioning the morality of watching a film. It's the being able to enjoy a story that doesn't have a Christian foundation, because couldn't a Christian being upset that the movie is offensive be compared with a Marvel fan who thinks it sucks because the Avengers aren't mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Somebody wants to know how this movie, how it is that people are talking bad about it because they talked about Zeus instead of God. Is this movie turning people away from the faith or something?
Right.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. 338-3700, thank you for calling.
Hey guys, it's Mark in Arizona.
Hey! Mark.
What's up, buddy?
Sorry about yesterday.
No, I'm dude. Really, oh yeah, sorry. That's right, we lost you.
Yeah, I have... Verizon is actually terrible in Arizona, go figure.
Oh good, I have AT&T, so hopefully I'll have service while I'm out there.
Great.
Oh yeah, on that topic, you guys are really hurting my feelings with the whole, it's only 90 degrees. Every time I return on the radio or I listen to the podcast, I'm hearing you guys complaining about 90 degrees. For the record, it's 7:15 in the morning right now, and it is 84 degrees outside. So I don't want to hear any complaining about 90 degrees being hot.
Yet.
We get a high of 105 here.
Yeah, we'll be there on Thursday, man. So we'll get to share in your glory for 5 whole days. So.
Oh, gosh. 90 degrees is lovely. I hear 90 and I'm like, oh, finally it's cooling off.
No kidding. I don't know how you guys
incredible.
Do it.
Hey, so I turned on the radio this morning and I was excited to hear y'all talking about Wonder Woman and the analogy. But something, whether it was just the Lord laying on me or just dawned on me, I don't know, but there was this quiet deception that we've got to be careful about. Because I totally got the analogy when I saw the movie too, like there's this, you know, the subtle suggestions that Ares was giving to man and the lies and whatnot, feeding the lies, and I love that. But there's a quiet deception that goes throughout movies and throughout our common culture, and this idea that Satan is on par in power with God, and he is an angel at best.
Right.
So, like, if I say black versus white, dark versus light, God versus, and the answer is nobody. There is nobody to compare to God. You would
right.
say yeah. Gabriel or Michael versus Satan.
Right.
And so in this movie, you watch like this competition between Ares and Wonder Woman, and it's like I've got the same power as the other God in this movie. So if you want to draw that analogy, that's totally cool. I did the same thing. But remember, that Satan isn't even on par yeah. with God. And we get that throughout all of our culture, throughout even in churches, we often are quick to compare Satan against God in that rivalry, and there is no rivalry.
Right.
There is no competition there.
Right.
See, and I wish I could go in depth and flip the script, but I really don't want to ruin the film because I agree and disagree at the same time. With this film in particular, with the analogy, and I would have to go deep into it, and I don't want to ruin yeah. the movie for those who haven't seen it yet. But I agree with what you're saying. I definitely do. I don't think that they were on par. That's for sure. But mm-hmm. yeah. So
yeah
man. But shout out. We'll be there on Thursday.
You
we'll
gonna
be
come?
Hanging out.
You gonna come hang out?
All right, man.
All right.
I'm stoked.
There you go. We'll see
All
you
right.
then, Mark.
Take care, guys.
All
see
right.
you, buddy.
Yeah. Tempe just chimed in and said, Mark in Arizona, right about the temperature here, but I love summers in AZ.
Ooh.
But here's the weird thing. His name is Mark as well. Tempe's name is Mark.
Wow.
How do we have two Arizonas named Mark?
Oh, I know. It's kind of weird. Kind of weird.
So somebody, by the way, chimed in on topic, but off topic. Read an article the other day that said the Invisible Jet could show up in Wonder Woman 2. Oh, gosh, I hope not. Also, correction on me, because I don't read DC Comics really much at all, except for maybe Batman and Superman. Wonder Woman can fly. They replaced her Invisible Jet with her being able to fly in the comic books.
So do you think that'd be a Bruce Wayne thing, where she would probably get an Invisible Jet from him?
I mean, maybe. Joanne chimes in and said, I think people are missing the key word in the term Greek mythology. If you go into the movie thinking this is biblical, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Right. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, you walk into the movie going, you know what? This isn't biblical. This is just going to be an entertaining, fun movie to watch.
Somebody wants to know what the difference is in, you know, C.S. Lewis telling a gospel story in Narnia or Tolkien in Lord of the Rings, as opposed to, say, the Wonder Woman film.
Good call, right?
Yeah, they said, as Christians, we should share the gospel in any way that anyone can understand. I totally saw it, Wonder Woman, and was blown away how open it was on the gospel story with good versus evil in the comparisons. Mm. Dude, I'll tell you, I'm serious. I was never a Wonder Woman fan. I just didn't care at all about it. And that movie was so phenomenal. The story blew me away. Somebody else doesn't agree, though. They chimed in and said, I don't think the message of the movie was as deep as y'all make it out to be.
Maybe you need to go watch it again.
Maybe not. But I think that's it. That's it. People see things differently. It's an art. It's a film. Mm-hmm. It's a piece of art. And art is subjective.
That's true.
You know, so we can't say, well, no, this is exactly why. However, there were certain moments that were parallels and pointed to certain things. There's a scene where Wonder Woman and Chris Pine's character are in an alleyway. And that was nothing more than paying homage to the original Superman film. Did you know? I mean, almost a direct.
Really?
Yeah, because do you remember the original Superman film, Lois Lane and Clark Kent? They find themselves in an alleyway, catches a bullet, right? Yep. Yeah, saves, and almost verbatim,
yeah,
the same scene. And Patty Jenkins, the director, did that on purpose.
That's cool.
To pay homage to that. But so there was a lot of cool little things within the film, but I thought it was one of the more overt good versus evil.
Yeah.
And the idea that it's such a teachable moment for children. Like I said, getting to talk to Jack about that on the car ride home and talk to him about the idea that within us we have the spirit and the flesh at war with one another. And it's these choices we make today that are going to echo, you know, and how we have to choose to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Because we're all capable of sin, man. We are all capable of falling short, and we're going to. So, I phenomenal.
338-3700, thank you for holding.
Yes, am I the only person who can just accept a story or a movie for fiction or enjoyment? I mean, I think I get so tired of trying to find hidden messages or agendas or whatever. I mean, Harry Potter's a little story to me, and just some people, it's so evil.
Which is funny, because you say that, but on the flip side, did you know that J.K. Rowling didn't want to ruin Harry Potter, the ending, so she did not tell anyone that Harry Potter actually is an allegory for Jesus Christ, and she did that on purpose? It wasn't a hidden message. It's absolutely blatant in the seventh book that it is a direct allegory of Jesus Christ, one who loved so greatly that he was willing to lay down his life for his friends.
Spoiler, bro, I'm only on book three.
Okay, well, yeah, it's like a decade ago, so. But yeah, I think you can absolutely just enjoy it because that's what we were just talking about. It's art. So people enjoy art differently, sure. The way they take it in differently.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't think that it's necessarily a surfacey thing because, as you know, just mentioned, J.K. Rowling wasn't very surfacey in the way that she wrote the Harry Potter books. It was very deep, and it absolutely drew from her personal faith, you know. And so
I'm with you. I'm really with you.
Yeah, the creator, whatever art you are creating, there's going to be a message within that. And some people see it differently. It's the same with music or any art form.
Some people are just uptight. Some people say, "Oh, you shouldn't listen to this kind of music, and you shouldn't read these kinds of books,
right?
Whatever." And I think this is, like you say, subjective. And I think it's more, Christ will convict your heart. If he lives in your heart, he's going to convict you of sin if it's in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some people don't believe in a big enough God.
Right.
They just don't. They think, oh, you know, you have to know. No, Christ knows, and he's going to, in some way, however it be, through you know, you just feeling like, I really shouldn't be watching this, to, you know, a message to you that this is evil.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to convict your heart.
Exactly. Yeah, and that goes back to the point I made earlier about that can be a scary place living in that bubble, because we can listen to a song that comes on the radio, or we hear somebody else listening to a song that the lead singer screaming, and it sounds like the devil music, and we can sit there and go, that God is not there.
Well, see, and that's personal preference. That just comes down to personal preference.
It does, but you know? We can, as Christians, I've known people like this that just automatically think that God is not in that music. That is devil music.
Right.
And come to find out, it's a Christian band, you know? They don't realize it. They just feel like, because they don't like it, and that just doesn't feel right, that, oh my gosh, it's not from God.
Yeah.
I actually had a pastor tell me that Christian music was just secular music disguised, and it was evil.
Ugh.
And the only kind of music that you should listen to is gospel.
Wow.
And so, I mean,
doesn't that just, makes God look like he's not a big God.
Right.
He only likes gospel music. Oh no.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling.
Gosh.
The phone lines are blowing up though.
Somebody said that
live lines
God
blowing
only likes country music. I would lose my mind.
Well, I mean, that is God's music.
Well, it is.
Have you ever heard No Fences?
Only if he
Rope
only
in the Wind, Garth Brooks. Kidding me?
Great song, man.
God's music. Jenna chimed in on Facebook Live and said, if you read into most movies, you can find something to be offended about as a Christian. Look at the Lego movie, which this is pretty crazy. I love the original Lego movie. But the Lego movie is essentially about sticking it to the man upstairs and living without the instructions, if you want to take it there.
Yeah.
Think about that. I think as Christians, it's important that we seek to draw out the good in films and not let messages that contradict our faith rock our boat. Have strong enough convictions that a film doesn't make you turn your back on God. Man.
Right. When you gave that review on Sausage Party, that was one of the greatest reviews I've
Why
ever
do you heard. Ruin everything?
Well, okay.
Gosh! Sometimes. But Seth did ask a very real question. So if we can just ingest everything and take it as a piece of art, right, and be able to digest everything through a biblical lens, where's the line? Because there should be a line, right? So where's the line drawn between what you watch and what you don't watch? It's a great question.
It is a great question.
Because obviously each one of us are different, and yet as men, there are certain things that, and women as well. I'm just saying as men because men are very visual, and I do immediately think of sexual things. I think of lust. I think of the fact that Matthew 5:28 tells us if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've already committed adultery. That's pretty big, man, right? So overly sexualized, which in our culture, everything is. Sex sells, and that's what they want. And so there is a line. But I also believe that the line can be, quote, different, you know, for others. This is going to sound really weird, but culturally as well, there's these different lines. We were watching earlier Robert Downey Jr. and Tom Holland on Jimmy Kimmel. talking about his upbringing and how the fact that his high school prom served booze, because in the UK, you only have to be 18 years old,
yeah,
and they were all of age. And so at a senior prom, they're like serving drinks. That's a completely different culture than the culture we have here,
mm-hmm,
which is also probably why it's a different culture when it comes to the church and drinking alcohol. When you go across the pond, you go to like a Hillsong conference in Australia and everybody's having a pint.
Right.
Here, frowned upon. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think there's so many variables that go into that, and there is a line, but I would never, ever, ever say this is the line for everyone across the board and you must stick to it.
Right.
Unless we're discussing such matters as pornography. You know right. what I mean?
Like, sure.
So.
Yeah. And I think it goes back to, and this is where I think it can get complicated and confusing for some people.
Yeah.
But that conviction, when we feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit,
right,
I feel like that's where we as Christians, we decide. But I go back to what I said before, you got to be really careful of that, because sometimes we can be so quick to call it out or to just automatically, because of a quick feeling, to say that's not from God.
Well, how big is your faith? How big is God? I loved what Arizona said, the idea that like God has no rival, that Satan does not have equal ground. If anything, he's an angel at best, right? And I think of those that are so afraid. Man, I remember one time my wife and I were on a double date and we're in a movie and there was a trailer for a film, a horror movie, before the movie that we saw. And no joke, she stood up in the theater, not my wife, the other one who I will not call out, who we still obviously hang out with, got up and rebuked this trailer because it was like terrifying and stuff. And she was like straight up rebuking it in the name of Jesus.
In front of everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
In a movie theater.
Ooh.
I was so embarrassed. But it was like, not to say her faith was any less, but I do think there are times where we become so afraid. Like, if I read this novel, if I see this movie
Satan
trailer,
will consume me.
Satan will he will indwell my body, and yeah, I will be overtaken, and I will become a victim of. And it's like,
right,
dude, how big is our God? Yeah. You know, like,
right,
we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And no, that doesn't mean that, like, I'm going to go to a Wiccan seance, blah, 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 because I've got the power of God. But why are we afraid? Mm. You know, like, I'm not telling you to go dabble in witchcraft, but I'm saying if a horror movie trailer comes on and you're scared enough that you feel you need to rebuke it in the name of Satan or in the name of Jesus so that Satan can't indwell your body, right, like, man, what worries me.
Yeah.
Liveline's going crazy, man.
It's a great discussion. And we got to go to, you know what? Let's just keep rolling.
We can. Let's do it. You're not the boss of me.
I am your boss. You will keep going.
1 Corinthians 8:13, somebody said, if it makes a brother stumble, then don't do it. Man, we could dive deep into that, though.
I know. That's
the idea of causing a brother to stumble. What does that mean? What are you trying to do? Like, oh, man, I feel like a lot of times there's so much personal responsibility taken off of the, quote, weaker Christian, because it's like, I can't be around that. It's going to cause me to stumble.
Yeah.
Is it really? It's going to cause you to walk away from your faith. It's going to cause you to reject Christ, or you're uncomfortable in that moment.
Right.
What is it? What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Somebody said, when I watched the movie Lucy, I thought it had a ton of biblical references, but when I researched it, it was the complete opposite. Lucy was short for Lucifer. Huh. Never saw it. Heard it was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Somebody said, we've been given a spirit of discernment for a reason, man. Another person said, not saying in the least bit that this film is bad from a biblical perspective. However, sin is a slippery slope. Yep, conviction exists to help guide our lives, but we must not forget that we can desensitize ourselves into believing things are acceptable because we don't feel bad about it.
See, that's what I'm having a hard time with, is that right there. So you're telling me that that watching a movie like Wonder Woman,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to buy into
Greek mythology.
Right.
And like, turn to Zeus.
Why can't I just enjoy?
You can.
Why can't I read?
You can. I'm talking to you specifically.
Let's say it's Jack and the Beanstalk.
What?
It's a great, great book.
No, man, because, obviously you find out that it's the Tower of Babel, man.
Should I not read that, because it's not real?
He takes the Tower of Babel into the sky and he defeats the giant, which is God. It's an allegory for God. No, I'm just making stuff up.
I'm just saying, it's like, if a story is not real, then does that mean that I should stay away from it? because well, no, it's not biblical, it's not Christian.
Here's what stinks about this conversation is it is a slippery slope in certain regards. It definitely is, because think about the person who is a former alcoholic who now has the freedom in Christ and they've been redeemed and their year, it's years behind them, and they're like, you know what? I have liberty in Christ now. I'm gonna have a pint. I'm gonna have a brew with dinner. And you know what? I've been at this long. You know, I feel free. I'm gonna have two. It is a slippery slope. And so there are safeguards we have to put in place. I do think the lines are different for everyone as far as those safeguards, because if somebody, I'm trying to think of a place where you would have such a strong conviction against watching films.
Right. Yeah.
Watching movies or listening to certain bands. But I know certain people, it's like, dude, I can't listen to this album. It's a stellar album. However, reminds me of my high school girlfriend and a time in my life that I'd rather just not, because.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's so totally okay with that.
Well, then, so that's it. Like, we can desensitize ourselves into believing that, you know what? I got this liberty in Christ. Because scripture does talk about all things being acceptable, but not all things are beneficial. Mm-hmm. What's the benefit going to be for you to go back and listen to that record if that it really brings up some painful things or some? However, on the flip side, I think that you've got like
The benefit to watching Wonder Woman, though, is that it's a movie that can inspire a whole generation of young women. You know,
and men, dude, Jack and Luke and Brody walked out of there.
I walked out of there too.
The rest of the day, he was jumping around and he had a sword and he was Wonder Woman. And I'm
exactly.
Like, cool, man.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I think everybody can walk out of there and just be inspired to love and to just, when we see something wrong, we see evil, we want to stand up for that person. When we see the bully on the playground, we want to be the person that stands up and stands beside that person that is getting bullied.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can leave that movie just empowered. And sure, I get it. There's some things that you might think are inappropriate.
Well,
I get it. Everybody is different when it comes to where they're at.
And what are we looking for? Because somebody's chiming in on this saying, I have a Christian friend who is like this. Whenever we talk about things I'm not looking forward to, she always cuts me off and says, don't speak that over this situation, as if the devil will take control of it. And it frustrates me. Right. It's almost like superstitious Christianity. That's a really good term for it.
That was
superstitious Christianity.
That was the church I grew up in.
I agree with how big is God is what they're saying. And the
don't
frustrations
you put that out there, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. Like, I can't pray. I remember I had a really good friend who would not pray out loud. They would pray in their heart, and they would pray these things
to
God
like
because they didn't want Satan to hear the struggles they had.
Right.
And it always made me so, at the time, it did frustrate me. Oh gosh, we would have some argumentative conversations. And I feel like a jerk because I understand, man, that poor person, and all I did was probably, I was such a jerk, because I just didn't get it. I was so frustrated, because it's like, dude, how big is God?
Yeah.
And I get that. They're not on equal ground. Like, really? You're too afraid to cry out to God out loud because you think Satan's going to hear the struggles you have, and, oh, no, got him. Got that. Okay, write that one down.
Yeah.
All right, this is how we're going to get him this week. You are boldly approaching the throne room of God, speaking to your creator, the king of all things, like.
Right.
But you're too afraid because, yeah.
Yeah. And just thinking about what you just said right there, 'cause I grew up that way. It's like, if you really think that there is a demon or Satan is with you listening to every word you're saying, then why wouldn't he be right there watching everything that you're doing?
Yeah.
So he knows already what you've done. Because he's watching you if you truly believe that they're there in that moment listening. You know what I'm saying?
Here's something interesting. Somebody chimed in and said, Wonder Woman was certainly not one of those cheesy and often horrible, you know, pure flicks Christian films where the gospel is so explicit. But I think the art of the film was that it insinuates this epic drama of the gospel rather than have to plunge into it. And that is a very good point. Maybe that's why sometimes those films aren't great, because they feel like there's this formula, and if you don't share the gospel in this way, if it's not ABC, if it's not exactly like this, and so it becomes kind of restricted, whereas this film, it wasn't even trying to tell that story, yet in and of itself becomes this incredible gospel message of redemption and redeeming a people who didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
Dude, scripture tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sins. Like, he didn't wait around for us to say we're sorry before he went to the cross. Mm. Like, we are filthy in our sin, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died. He laid down his life to redeem and reconcile us to him. Like, are you kidding me? Ah, man.
Beautiful.
Shut up.
So beautiful.
I hate when you ruin everything.
No, I was watching the trailer to Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay. What? Somebody chimed in and said, this is why I love listening to you guys. Only on the Morning Invasion would a Wonder Woman review become a deep theology conversation. Beautiful. Right?
Beautiful.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Oh, no. Somebody just sent in the symbology of
no
a fidget spinner.
Way.
Yeah, the 666
Are you
symbology.
Kidding me?
That's not a joke.
Oh! Fidget spinners are from the devil!
Oh, gosh. I hate everything about this.
Fire and brimstone!
Somebody said, Steve-O, your review is on point. Reminds me of the scripture that when we watch movies, God has planted an eternity in our heart. Yeah, Ecclesiastes. Yeah, God made everything beautiful for its own time. Mm. He has planted eternity in the human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. Nice.
I love that.
Somebody said they really appreciated the fact that the movie emphasized the fact that people are not inherently good. And we talked about this in the 7 o'clock hour. It was one of my favorite points of the film. It was so central to it because it's true, man. We have this battle within us, spirit of God versus the flesh and what we choose and how we go back and read Romans 7, 8, and 9. Go listen to Paul talk about this war that is waged within us, this spirit of God. Like, man, the flesh and the spirit and it's constantly warring, and the things that he wants to do, he's not doing, and the things he doesn't want to do, those are the things he's doing. I loved the point that sometimes man just chooses the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't about it wasn't about what they did. This hero, the Redeemer, it didn't matter if humanity deserved it or not. She was going to save them regardless. Gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
So good, man.
Yeah.
585 Live, you can text into the show. We're on Facebook Live. You can go there, listen, and watch the show, and you can also leave a comment, or you can call us at 338-3700.
Somebody just wants to know if they can take their 8-year-old daughter to see the film.
Yeah, let's talk about that, and we'll wrap up our Wonder Woman talk.
Man. Well, I took my 4-year-old boy, my 11-year-old boy, and my 13-year-old boy. I took my kids.
Did Brody like it?
Oh, man.
Yeah? Oh, you did say he wanted to be Wonder Woman.
And I will say,
afterwards,
like, we take him to most films, you know, he loves Star Wars. We're like, we're going to take him to Rogue One. And he was like, sure, you know, like in his seat because there's so much dialogue. But for some reason, dude, I loved sitting by that kid. Because like anytime any action happened, he was like, and the action scenes are amazing. I will say this, father of 8-year-old daughter, there is a moment of partial nudity with Chris Pine's character. He's like in a hot tub, if you will, like he's in under the water, he's bathing, and all of a sudden he's getting out, and then, whoa, there's a woman in the room, and he's got to cover himself, and there's kind of some innuendo, and it's an awkward moment.
She probably won't understand any of that.
It's a very short scene, and nothing else like that. There's
I took my 13-year-old daughter, and that was the moment where I was like, you shut your eyes right now. You shut your eyes. It was very embarrassing.
There's also a scene with mustard gas because the Germans, you know, it's set during World War I, and the Germans are trying to develop this, you know, toxin that's going to destroy humanity. And so there's a scene where they're testing it on a person, you know, there are two moments that I would say. And of course, I mean, it's about this Amazonian woman that's amazing. And so there's a lot of fight scenes.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Tempe, Arizona chimed in and said, one of the biggest messages from the movie Wonder Woman is to take action when there's wrong.
Yes.
We in the church love to pray, read, theologize, etc., but often don't put boots to the ground. So there, in movie context and in church context, let's put some boots to the ground more often and stop with our usual taking of sides, arguing about stuff, and do something.
Do something.
Man. Yeah.
Mm.
So there you go. I, for one, thoroughly enjoyed it. I can't believe I'm saying that because it was a DC film, and I did enjoy Man of Steel. I thought that was fun, but it had some flaws, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Speaking of enjoyment.
Oh, man.
There was a...
Moving on.
Little thing that happened yesterday. And if you are an Apple freak...
Or just a tech geek, man. I don't know any greater tech geek than the guy that is walking into studio right now.
Yeah, and if you're not a tech geek listening right now, you probably won't understand a word he's about ready to tell us. His name is Daniel. Good morning.
DJ Bossman. Hey, buddy.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. Doing really good. Just tried to watch the whole Apple event. I found the 5-minute version.
Yeah. It was a long one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how long? Like four hours?
It was, well, I think it got done at like 2 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
It started at 11?
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of the longer ones.
Wow.
And that's what
you enjoyed every second of it.
I did, because I'm such a geek.
Yes, yeah. You are.
Like,
no, yeah.
I just ate it with a spoon.
You have Apple everything. Here's the Apple Watch.
I used to work for Apple, and I would watch all of these with bated breath, like excited for all the new stuff, and then Daniel moved here, and yeah. I quit watching them and just go, hey, okay, so give me the goods.
You know what's
because
funny?
Because you watch every moment, man.
I used to not be into Apple at all. Mm-hmm. Just like at all. I was a hardcore PC guy. I ran Android. And then somewhere along the line, like, it's a gateway drug, the iPhone. It really is. You get an iPhone, then you get an iPad, and you just can't stop. Mm. But
can't stop the feeling.
They had some really great stuff that they announced yesterday. And it's not just cool because, like, maybe you love Apple. It's cool because the tech that they're coming out with is setting the standard for the industry. One of the big things they did yesterday was they announced ARKit. And ARKit is an augmented reality platform for the iPhone that's available to developers.
Okay.
And so augmented reality is different from virtual
reality. Speaking my language.
Right? Because...
you know I love this.
You look through your screen, right? And it's looking through the camera and stuff comes up on
your
screen.
It's like Pokemon Go.
On
it's like
steroids,
our filters like, on Snapchat, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the augmented reality. And by incorporating it into iOS 11 through ARKit, it's going to be overnight the world's largest AR platform.
Wow.
And some of the demos they showed, like Peter Jackson's new game, was awesome.
Really?
It was absolutely cool. So I think it was called Wingnut AR. You should definitely look that up if you have some time.
Yeah.
They are bringing virtual reality to PC or to Mac, which is great because a while ago you could find all sorts of articles online about the Oculus Rift people saying Macs can't run it. They'll never do it. Well, because they don't have the hardware for it. Well, Apple just kind of like flipped the script on them because they released a new version of Metal, which is the API. So that's the thing that allows the software and the hardware to talk together. And that's where Apple's like top level integration of their systems comes into play because on way less powerful hardware, they're able to achieve the same results through good engineering. Mm. And so virtual reality is coming to the Mac as well.
Beautiful. Yeah. And did they announce a new Mac as well?
They announced
like $50 billion.
Dude, that's the pro. He was saying the new Mac, the iMac is going to be like $5,000. I'm like, that can't be right.
No, so they actually upgraded like the low-end Macs and then cut the price on them. And then they announced the iMac Pro.
Okay.
And it is going to start at $5,000.
But it's the pro, dude. You don't need a pro.
It's a monster.
You're not making movies.
It's a monster.
Yeah.
And if you go to HP and you build the same spec machine, it's $2,000 more.
Wow.
So they're bringing this thing in and undercutting the competition.
Okay.
And it's coming with a, you know, perfectly calibrated 5K screen attached to it. And it's all in one.
Wow. Man.
So it's like, oh my gosh, that's insane. But you're not the user. And neither am I. Like, these are the people who are designing the
Pixar
VR games.
Pixar is the user.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They had Lucasfilm on, like, demoing the unit.
Wow.
Because
cool.
those are the people who are going to be using it.
Yeah.
One of the really cool things, which got me super excited, the Apple Pay. Like, I don't know if you use Apple Pay at all, but they're now bringing Apple Pay to iMessage.
Mm. I wonder what happened. Like, we were talking about this yesterday, and I agree. I think PayPal, sadly, is just going to be like, okay.
Oh, yeah. No. I guess I'm just... Because now I can, like, text Steve and be like, hey, give me $20.
Yeah. And like, if we go out to eat or something, it's like, instead of having to split the check or try and figure out the 8 people, it's like, hey, just iMessage me your cash.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
And you just authenticate with your thumbprint, and it transfers to him. And it goes on to his little Apple Pay cash card.
Do you think people still get... Because most people that I know, they get freaked out over that. They won't even go there or even try it because they're scared that somebody could steal their account information so easy.
It is so much more secure.
I was going to say.
The only thing that is more secure is cash.
Hmm. Yesterday, or a couple days ago, I ended up pre-ordering this hat. I'm such a nerd. Albert Pujols hit home run number 600
for the
Angels.
Is that what you got?
Oh, I did. I bought it. I bought an Albert Pujols like number 600 Angels hat because saw it and it was incredible and I'm stoked for that guy. I say all that because I went to the hat shop online that was selling it, and it normally is like pay with PayPal or with your credit card. And it had this brand new option, and it was pay with Apple Pay on this online store through my phone. And I was dumbfounded. And literally all it took was my thumbprint. Boop!
Super easy.
And I was blown away. I've been the victim of identity theft, unfortunately. And it was because of a gas station and my debit card.
Yeah.
Because as secure as people think that is, don't ever use debit at a gas station.
Nope. If you're going to use your debit card, you run it as credit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
and that's what I do now everywhere.
They keylog your PIN and they catch your Stripe and you're done.
And so now with Apple Pay, it truly is so secure. Like if I'm at Walgreens or anywhere there's Apple Pay, I'm like, yep, because it's so secure.
And I'm the guy who's like, well, how is it secure? And then I do research and find out like how it actually works. And it seriously is just incredibly secure. I mean, you would have to have like the most top level infiltration of the U.S. currency system to get into Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Like it is secure.
Good.
Speaking of security, they came out with the HomePod, which is their
That's
new smart speaker.
For.
That thing is cool.
How much more intelligent is it going to be than our Alexa?
Oh, remote?
It's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Because it's not just Echo, because I mean it has Siri built in,
right?
But it's got the guts of an iPhone 6 in it.
Gosh,
and those guts are doing processing, and that's something that Echo doesn't do,
right?
Yeah.
So it's got a series of microphones that is listening to the room in real time.
They're taking over.
but it's not like it's not sending that data anywhere. It's listening to the room to hear how the sound. How the room is reacting to the sound, and then it adjusts the processing on the speaker output to put out what they think is their perfect sound.
Wow, that's cool.
And it does it in real time. So, like, you start your music because you have people coming over, and as people fill up the room, the acoustics in the room change.
So it's listening,
and it adjusts the output of the speaker so that with 100 people in the room, sounds the same as with 0 people in the room, sounds the same as with, you know. And that's really cool.
Mm.
And they showed a demo of it, and it's like it's able to isolate parts of a mixed down track. Like it could subtract the vocal track or bring it up. It could find the background vocals and adjust those. And what I was reading from the people who got to actually go and like see the demos in person is that it sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Which doesn't surprise me.
Now I understand the price, because when I first saw the price, I was going, what, $320 for that thing?
Yeah.
$350.
So it does all that, but then it's also got Siri built in, and the capabilities are going to keep expanding. And if you look at what like a good Bluetooth speaker, we're not talking like low-end Bose or JBL. We're talking like Bang & Olufsen and like the high-end kit. That's what they're shooting at, and they're, again, undercutting it by a lot of money. Because you can drop a grand on a Sonos speaker system easily.
Yeah.
And so it's that, but then it's also got, you know, the smart system, the Siri built into it. So it's actually an affordable price. Am I probably going to get one? Unlikely, because $350 on a speaker is a lot for a guy in ministry.
I already got one.
But they're super cool. And they work with each other. So they were saying you can not only like put them in different rooms of the house and they'll all work together, you can put them in the same room and they'll work together.
Beautiful.
Like
listening.
That's how they take over, bro.
Listening to each other
Never
and adjusting
together.
Based
Never
on what the other's
together.
Doing.
I'm ordering 5 as we
no,
speak.
No, you're not, dude. Cyberdyne, man. I'm telling you, don't do it. They're going to get you. Speaking of Cyberdyne and robots taking over the world, I thought this was something that was very interesting. It seemed kind of minor, but really, we got to talk about the iOS and the do not disturb function that they added. Because I thought that was kind of... I was talking to my wife about it yesterday. It feels almost intrusive, but it's wise?
Yeah, I have split feelings on it. Because
me too! Totally split feelings!
It's like, no, you shouldn't be texting while you're driving. And no, you don't need to look at these stupid notifications that are coming in.
Right.
But
here's something.
First of all, it's really easy to bypass.
Right.
And
Saw
you don't
that.
Even have to turn it on.
Saw that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like for my wife, who drives herself most of the time. But then when I'm with her, she's usually riding shotgun.
Yeah.
That's going to be annoying.
It's going to be obnoxious. So, okay, so let's talk about it because we didn't reference what that is. Right. He doesn't know what we're talking about. iOS has a new feature, or it's going to be coming with the new iOS, where basically it's going to utilize your Wi-Fi or your Bluetooth and your GPS. So essentially, if the phone realizes or is aware that you are traveling in a car, you're going at a higher rate of speed, it's going to automatically place your phone into do not disturb mode.
I think that's great.
So if somebody, and I saw like the text, you know, and it'll auto respond like, the user is traveling, you know, is driving in a car. If this is urgent, please reply with urgent, and it'll send the text message through if it's actually urgent. And you can, as Daniel said, you can bypass it. You don't even have to turn it on. But I was split too. I was like, this is a great function, sort of. What if I'm passenger? What if I'm in an airplane? What if
exactly?
It's immediately going to like not lock your phone out because it's just do not disturb. But at the same time,
I think what's going to happen is a lot of people, it said the first time you travel with iOS 11, it'll say, hey, looks like you were driving. You should enable do not disturb.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to click enable, and then in a month, they're going to go in and figure out how to turn it off because it's driving them nuts.
Yeah. Because you won't be able to, I mean, in do not disturb, you're not going to see people calling in unless they call, what, three times?
Well, it's like,
or if they're on your favorites list.
Are you? Because, like, my car has the Bluetooth, and so it rings through the stereo system. That's not that much of a problem. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's a good idea. I don't think it's actually going to be implemented very well.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot that still needs to be figured out on that front.
Nice. Think about how many people are passengers where all of a sudden you're at a high rate of speed and, you know.
Or in cities where you actually use, like, public transportation.
Yeah.
You're riding the bus, you're riding the train.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're Ubering, whatever you're doing. Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting.
So,
regulations come in and it forces it upon you, that's going
to. This is one of those things where it's encouraging, like, Apple tends to take the first step. So now Android is going to come up with a do not disturb while driving, and they might do it better. And then Apple's going to pick that up and they're going to try it again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's going to go back and forth until we have something that's usable. And that's what I find exciting about these WWDC conferences. I also watch Google's and I sometimes watch Microsoft's.
Yeah.
Because you get to see, like, where the industry is going.
Yeah.
And it may take a couple of tries before it gets there, but it's really cool to see some of the stuff they're thinking of.
Right. Yeah. It's almost kind of like, all right, let's just put this technology out there and see how people use it, how it works.
Well, here's something interesting.
We'll develop from there.
Dustin just chimed in on Facebook Live and said, seems like a good idea to force upon teenagers. So I'm willing to bet, obviously, it'll be under the parental, you know, to where you can enable it. And then that would be a parental thing where you cannot disable it without the parental controls.
Under passcode, yeah.
Yeah, which would be that. Man, I understand for sure. It's still, what if you're a passenger and it enables it and you can't?
Yeah, we'll have to see it in the wild to see how it actually works.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
A lot of people think that, like, the Apple event is them, like, unveiling everything, and it kind of is, but what the process is from here, like, WWDC is primarily software. So they're like, hey, the new version of macOS, new version of iOS, tvOS, watchOS, these are all coming out. These are some of the core features we're putting into them. And then they release them to the developers. And they go through a series of betas throughout the next 6 months, eventually ending at the Gold Master version before release. And during that whole development period, they're figuring out, like, hey, this doesn't actually work, or this could work better, or, you know, they have this whole stream of developers, and now they do public betas too, where real users and programmers are trying what Apple has come up with, and then it gets implemented in a better way by the time it hits your device.
We only have a couple minutes, but did they talk about Apple TV?
Yeah, the big news with Apple TV is that Amazon Prime is coming out to it. Which, like, for me,
that's,
I love it.
Huge.
It is huge.
I had no idea that was
number one on the list at the conference.
Wow.
Was, hey, you guys are getting Amazon Prime. It was always a big, big match between the two of them. Amazon stopped selling Apple's stuff, and it was like, you know. But
the
Tim Cook and
over.
Jeff Bezos, they figured it out.
Yeah.
So. We're getting it, which is awesome. Yeah.
People chiming in on the live line with questions wanting to know about emergency. So the way Do Not Disturb works, if your phone is in Do Not Disturb mode, it's not like it kicks it into airplane mode where you can't receive anything. Do not disturb just means you're not going to receive the notification. So people can still dial you. You can still dial out. And if they're on what I believe your favorites list, if they're on your favorites list, it automatically bypasses do not disturb anyways. Or if they call more than twice, I think it is, it'll auto kick in to where it will ring through. So, and they did say when they were using the technology, if it's going to send like an auto reply text saying this person is traveling and kicked into do not disturb mode. If you'd like this text to go through, just reply with urgent and it'll immediately go through anyway. So. It's just a way to kind of bypass, hopefully keep people safe, but as you mentioned, it's easy ways around it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Anything on the watch worth talking about?
They got some new faces. So machine learning is coming to watchOS, which is where the software pays attention to your usage and habits, tries to anticipate it. Man. So there's a new Siri face that has anticipations for the day. There's also a kaleidoscope face, which is kind of lame. And then Disney faces, Buzz, Jesse, and Woody.
What?
Coming to the Apple Watch.
Get one! I want one from the
I can't say that, yeah.
DJ Bossman Dan
loves him some Apple.
I do.
Thanks for coming in and sharing all that.
My pleasure, guys.
Now we don't have to sit through 3 hours.
For real.
It's the way to do it.
It's kind of like how I did with the Kathy Griffin press conference. I let you bore yourself for so long.
All right. When we come back, Quality Tam Tuesday. Vinyl Theater, my fault. It's Star 88.
Hello.
Star me. Quality Tam Tuesday will kick off here shortly with Tam, everybody's favorite Wonder Woman. She'll be joining us here shortly. Also coming up, I have this story about a couple who were getting married. And at the wedding ceremony, something happened. Have you ever been in a situation where a friend or just somebody stole your thunder? We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. How did that person steal your thunder? Could be the topic we kick off here in a little bit. But this story is, it's crazy. I can't wait to see what you guys think about it. We talked Wonder Woman for like an hour because we can, and it's so good. If you missed any of that, hit the podcast. It'll be up right after the show. You can get that at star88.fm. You can also download the podcast right on your smartphone. We have an app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, go to the App Store, search Star88. And the podcast is right there. You can listen to us, stream us live right there. And we're also on Facebook Live. Go leave a comment and go watch the show, listen. And the reason I'm rambling is because Steve-O decided I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I'm waiting patiently for him to get back. That is why. So while we wait, I would like to play something for you guys.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, here's that Cindy Crawford skincare infomercial again. Well, of course she's going to look good with it on. She's Cindy Crawford. They could show her first thing in the morning and we'd all say, wow, does that Cindy Crawford roll out of bed looking great or what? What kind of example is it for me by showing her? I don't marry rich guys that go yachting with George Clooney. I go out with guys who rent boats and look like George from Seinfeld.
Wow.
Sorry, Cindy, no sale here. I'm going to be all natural. I believe my laugh lines give me character. Why doesn't she just try to sell Cindy Crawford masks? Oh, that'd be good. A bunch of people walking around looking like Cindy Crawford. That'd be disturbing, actually. Wait, order now and get twice the skincare?
Oh.
Okay, I'm buying it.
No.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Goodness sakes.
I apologize to Chris on Facebook Live, who says, please don't leave us alone with him again. I won't.
Okay.
I got stuck in the hallway talking to Heidi about Wonder Woman. So.
Seriously, someone please lock Heidi away and throw away the key. What? Did I just say that out loud? Yeah. I didn't mean that. It is 9:07.
I had a day of 90 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads. There have been a few accidents this morning. In fact, it's still showing up on the map. An accident earlier involving a school bus. Unser Boulevard at I-40 near eastbound I-40 right on the off-ramp. So it's kind of backed up in that area. It looks like they cleared it out, though. And that's the only accident to report this morning. Okay. Well, all right.
Traffic.
Stop talking now. I freaked myself out because I came in studio. There's such a delay on our Facebook Live that I was standing here and then I saw the back door open. I'm like, oh, cool. Tam's here. Wait, no, that's me walking in. I totally psyched myself out. Like, she's looking good today.
That's
oh,
good,
that's
man.
Me. That's why. That's right. Why.
I want to see what you think about this. Okay.
Okay.
Because when I saw it this morning and I listened to a little bit of it, I thought it was really funny and cute. And then when I teased it this morning when we kicked off the show, I was going, I don't know if this is appropriate. All right. So
perfect.
Here's the headline. A woman with Alzheimer's reacts the same way every time she finds out her daughter is pregnant. This is a viral video from a woman in North Carolina, and she's been battling Alzheimer's for about a decade. Her daughter's pregnant right now, but she always forgets. So the daughter has to tell her again every time they see each other, and she's always thrilled.
Do you know I'm having a baby?
What?
Yep.
When?
October.
Oh, God, Christine. I'm so glad.
Mom, did you know I'm having a baby?
No, are you?
Yep.
Good. When?
October.
Oh, so you let me, you know.
Do you know I'm having a baby?
No.
Yeah.
When?
October.
Oh. Look. Yeah. What happened? What's baby?
Yes. Are you excited?
Yeah.
You know I'm having a baby.
Oh, you're having baby?
Yeah.
When?
October.
Oh.
So the daughter posted a 3-minute montage of her reacting the same way over and over again. She decided to post it because she loves how happy her mom is every time, but she also wants to raise awareness about Alzheimer's disease. Like I said, it's kind of sweet, but it's really sad at the same time. If you've known anyone with that disease, my grandma, she's in the first stages of that, and she lives with my parents up in Montana.
But imagine being able to watch The Matrix over and over again and be freaked out by the end. Am I right? You could watch every M. Night movie every day and still be like, whoa, didn't see that coming. What?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The Sixth Sense, are you kidding
me?
No. That's really horrible. I can't believe you said that.
I didn't say that. You just did. That was you.
I would like to apologize for my words.
Yes.
Because you're right. It's true. I don't even know how to talk about this because you're right. It's like sad, but sweet.
Right.
But horrible, but it's like, how do you talk about it? You know what it reminded me of immediately, actually? I'm not going to lie. The first thing I thought of was 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
And I hated that movie.
I loved that movie.
See, look, 50 First Dates. Stop messing with that lady. Thank you, Liveline.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get me. Oh, no, that was Pool Boy. Great. I think like Pool Boy.
Yeah. If you guys want to watch the video, it's really easy to search. Just search a woman with Alzheimer's reacts the same way every time she finds out her daughter is pregnant. And you can watch it on YouTube.
That can't be. There's got to be a
But you
got to
make
search.
Sure you type in Alzheimer's correctly or it won't pop up.
Yeah, look at me. Look at me. What? Spell it.
A-L-Z.
Uh-huh.
A-I-M-E-R-S.
Nope.
E-I-M-E-R-S.
Nope. You forgot the H.
E-I, darn it.
Alzheimer's.
Ugh.
Alzheimer's.
I call it Alzheimer's.
Think of the villain in Wonder Woman.
Old-timers disease.
Alzheimer's.
It is very sad. If you have somebody that's close to you that is dealing with this, that is such a horrible, horrible disease.
Oh, Chris. Chris just chimed in and said, my grandfather had that, passed away from it. I really hope my wife and I never get to that, to not remember what she and I have shared.
Yeah, it's great
sad
for the
face.
It's great for the person that I think is going through it, but for everybody else around
why
them.
Why is it great for the person? Why would you say that?
They don't know. My grandma, when I visit my grandma up in Montana, she's so happy about telling me the exact same story she just told me like 10 minutes ago. I mean, the exact same story. But she doesn't remember. She doesn't know. And I feel bad for her because my mom will call her out and be like, Mom, you just told us that story like 30 minutes ago. And she'll go, I did.
Oh, see, don't do that.
I did.
Don't
but
do
she
that.
Had no idea. No, and I'm like, Mom, quit telling her.
Have
like,
you
she...
ever seen the video where the daughter's laying next to her mom in bed and she's like recording it and the mom wakes up for a moment and remembers that she's her daughter.
Oh no.
And they just like, oh, she just cries and she tells her she's
and
so,
then she goes
I can't
away.
Even, I can't even
oh
talk.
My gosh.
Like, oh.
And then all of a sudden it
I'm
just
start
like,
crying. I've seen this video 100 times on Facebook because randomly somebody else will see it finally and then share it. And I'm like, I can't watch this again. I'm watching it again. And it's just, she remembers her daughter and the daughter freaks out and they just kind of, oh gosh.
I just found
can't
the video.
Talk about it.
You just
cry.
Have to search woman on bed. Lays with mother. She remembers her for a brief moment, but then forgets. That's what you got to search. Good morning. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. 338-3700. Good morning. Welcome.
We're just alike, Steven. I told you.
Oh, no. Pull boy.
Don't make me dump you again.
Yeah, we're just like, not nah, just alike.
Same level, man.
Same. Except you were West Coast rap, man.
I got a customer that, we go, when we're in the backyard, he has two dogs. They come out barking, and they're pretty cool. And then he knows we're there. He'll come out, and he'll ask how I'm doing, like, 10 times. So, how you doing today, Adrian? Oh, man, everything's good. How you doing?
Yep.
So, how you doing? And I'm just like, oh, dang. I think he's, like, having the beginnings of that issue. But you know what that girl should do? The daughter?
Yeah.
Should do it every day. Film it. Do it like that movie Boyhood over a 10-year span. And then when the kid is growing up, hey, here's your grandson. He's one. Here's your grandson. He's two. Oh, I didn't know I had a grandson. That'd be a good movie. Love you guys. Later.
Love you, too.
Love you, bro.
Gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Tam's here. We're talking, Tam, about this this viral video. It's a woman. She lives in North Carolina. She's been battling Alzheimer's for about a decade. And her daughter, she's pregnant.
Yes.
And every time she tells her mom that she's pregnant, she always forgets. So she made a 3-minute montage of her reacting
don't
the same way over and over again.
I don't have time
no
to cry.
Now let me just play a little bit of it.
Do you know I'm having a baby?
What?
Yep.
When?
October.
Oh, God, Christine. I'm so glad.
Mom, did you know I'm having a baby?
No, are you?
Yep.
When?
October.
So it's pretty much the same thing for 3 minutes. And it's one of those videos you go, that is so sweet. And but then you're like, oh, my gosh,
sad.
It's so sad because most of us have dealt with that. We've known somebody that has that disease.
I think in the plus side of this, it's that there's a baby and she's excited. And it's not,
right.
Hey, so-and-so passed away. Did you know that your son or daughter passed
away?
Oh,
my gosh. Why would you even tell them that?
Because that's
Tam.
What that's the only experience that I've had.
Get out of my life, Tamara. You are the worst. You are worst. I actually, you know what? I want to thank you because earlier
side.
I said something horrible and people are mad at me. So thank you for being dumber
that's
than me.
That's not even dumb.
Why would you tell someone with Alzheimer's horrible news like that?
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, I want to watch that montage.
And it won't
I want to watch a 3-minute montage of that.
No.
Sorry.
Gosh.
I'm pretty sure I never said
Mom,
anything either
did you know
you
Barry
saying.
Died? Barry died.
What?
And then it's like, 3 minutes later. Yeah. Mom.
You know,
did
Barry
you know?
Died.
Barry
you know what? That my mom would do something
I'm
like that.
You.
Mom,
I'm
calling you.
You're a horrible
you
person, Tam.
I'm telling you, one, be thankful that it's a positive thing because people find these things out every day. People who are going through this struggle find terrible things out every day and they struggle.
If you're listening right now,
are you
going to
play
have
my heartwarming video?
What?
My heartwarming
oh,
video.
Yeah. Where is it at?
Come on, it's a heartwarming video.
I didn't know I could play it though. I mean,
of course you
can. You were just like telling me as a friend, like where
no,
was it?
No, a mom with Alzheimer's remembers her daughter, and it's like the sweetest. Oh, because the daughter's just recording her, and it's like, you guys want to cry?
She remembers her.
Yeah, it's like the moment when the mom, like,
I don't want to cry, bro.
No, you're gonna cry.
Just
cry.
Go ahead.
Cry.
I want
to
hear.
Do you know you're my mama? Uh huh. You did. Uh huh. A while ago, you said you didn't know you're my mama.
Well, you act like my mama.
I act like your mama.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying you're my mama.
I'm your mama?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be your mama.
Now, do you think that I would lay here with just anybody?
No. I think you want to have to love them if they want to.
Yeah, you do have to love them to lay down with them like this.
Yeah.
And I love you, mama.
I love you.
But do you know who I am, though?
Uh-huh.
Who?
Kelly.
Yes, Mama.
Oh.
Yes, I am Kelly.
Uh-huh. Well, I love Kelly. And didn't I name you Kelly?
No. Yes, you did.
She probably never hears
well,
it.
Well, I love you, Kelly. I love you, Mama.
I hate you,
Steve. I thought you, a while ago you didn't know who I was.
I know it well. It was something because when I have some fears, I get here and I'm thinking, my Lord, what in the world am I thinking about? You are.
I hope you break your leg, Steve.
What are you thinking about right now?
Well, I'm loving you.
Oh, I'm loving you too, please don't. Mama.
Oh, well, we're both doing the same thing. Aren't
yeah, we
don't,
are.
Don't leave me, Mom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it is.
There you go, bro. Well, just wanted to give you some love.
I thought that
morning.
It was going to be like, who are you? Like, why are you in my bed with me? I thought that's where it was going to turn.
Jerk.
Oh. No. Well, they could have faked
See,
that.
That was
a fake video, guys. That's not even
See,
real.
Shut your mouth.
Man, to see the look on the daughter's face when she finally realizes.
When the mom realized, yeah, you're my daughter, Kelly.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
gosh, Mom. Yeah. Like, I've been here for 5 years and you never remember. And then all of a sudden.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's why I like to hear these good stories. Because in all reality, the other stories are really, really hard to deal with. And that's what makes it so tough going through this kind of thing. It's really, really hard.
Yeah.
You feel like when someone acts like they don't even know you, how you feel that kind of violated feeling of like, wait a second, but I thought we, he's like, you feel this thing and you can't blame him for it.
Yeah.
You can't. It's something that happens. And speaking of this Alzheimer's thing, I want to know if people know that this is true and I want to see an actual article come in because I've been looking for some. They're saying that, aspartame, sucralose.
Oof.
And,
who's they?
What's the
who's
other one? Aspartame, sucralose, and what's the other one? The third one,
Splenda. Cornelated sugars.
No, it's an artificial sweetener. What is it?
Sweet and Low. Yeah.
Sweet and Low has aspartame in it. What is it? Aspartame, sucralose, and
Schismet.
Okay, forget it. They took it off. It's banned. There's
it's
some
banned?
Some parts of California have banned it because it's linked to teenage suicide and it's also linked to Alzheimer's.
Oh my gosh.
And I want to know if anybody has a real article that is like. What is the word I'm looking for?
Shemesh.
That is legit, that it is linked.
Are you talking about saccharin?
Sucralose.
No, I just said sucralose. I don't know if it's saccharin.
Sacramento.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking here.
It is. That's right. It's okay. At the end.
Right.
Look at that. Aspartame, sucralose.
Oh my gosh.
Perseverance.
No, it has to be diet, Dr. Pepper. Is that diet?
I should pay for sufferin.
Yeah, okay, keep
long
going.
Suffering. No, wait, that's the fruit of the spirit that I endure every single Tuesday when you come in here.
Authority.
Thank you, Lord, for
Where's
giving
Buck?
Me
Can
the
we substitute?
Spirit
no,
of
he's
long
been
suffering.
Because
this hour is my least favorite.
Phosphoric acid, natural and artificial flavors, sodium benzoate, preservative.
No.
Is it saccharin?
Phenylalanx. Can by member of the. I don't know, Tam. I don't know.
I want an actual article that's legit that shows, because a new one just came out talking about how it is that they can actually say
it's
that it's related
guys.
To, related to.
It's an artificial
sacrilege, guys.
Alzheimer's.
No, it's saccharin. Sacrilege. I promise you, I'm like looking at it right now.
Tam, can you do your research?
It's an artificial sweetener with effectively no food energy. About 300 to 400 times as sweet as sucrose, but has a bitter metallic aftertaste, especially
yes.
in high concentration.
Told you, sacrilege.
Right. Artificial sweeteners, aspartame, sucralose.
It's
Neotame.
Dextrose.
Dextrose.
So anyway, I want to know if it's true. And you're talking about Alzheimer's, so it's completely related. Hello. I'm not like jumping off my rocker here.
It's aspartame, sucralose, and sacrament.
Sacramento? No. Sacrament.
You know what I've heard too? That studies have shown that people that are in the first stages of Alzheimer's, they recommend using what
Splenda.
Kind of? No. Coconut oil.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, use coconut oil. It's been shown that really helps people with their mind, and especially people in the first stages of Alzheimer's.
In the first stages.
Yeah. Or
That's
even if,
cool.
you know, it runs in the family. Use coconut oil. It's very healthy.
That's pretty cool.
Very healthy. Tam, good to have you here.
Good morning. You guys missed Staff Devo.
I know. Well, we miss every Staff Devo.
They debuted the song on Battle Drums' new album.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they did.
Give us a sample?
It's just called Never Sleeps.
Okay.
So we wrote it.
When do we get to debut it on the radio?
I don't know. You guys should ask that.
I feel like, you know, I mean, we have a radio station. That'd be
that's
like
true. And I'm on Battle Drums.
I could just ask.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'll talk to the guy and see if we're good to, you know.
Dude, speaking of premiering in an album I care about, Steven's new album is coming out. And I get to premiere the entire album with Steven live during a midday show.
Good for you.
Okay. Steven's so going to premiere it. He wanted me to co-host it with him. He asked me. Steven? Yeah.
We do a weekend show.
His new
show
album.
Together.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's
but
weird.
He asked me
it's
to.
The Dex and Steven show.
No, he that's asked weird. Me specifically if I would do that with him. He's going to premiere the entire album.
Well, he has been feeling bad. He's been feeling bad because you're not invited on the weekend.
I'm sure that's what it is. Somebody go get the liner notes to Cities so that we can point out who he thinks in the liner notes. Because it was me. It wasn't you. Real friends.
Friends. All right.
Friendship.
You've probably been to many weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a few in my life. I would like to share a story about somebody stealing thunder. Has anybody ever stole your thunder?
Yeah, every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Tam comes in here and takes over the show, and I just sit over here and what?
Oh, man. Tam, don't take that. I just, you know what I called you? I'm like, coming up, Wonder Woman will be joining us, is
Wonder
what I said.
Woman.
You're
have
the
you
Wonder
seen
Woman
it yet?
Of the
Have you
of
seen
the
it
station.
Yet? Have you seen it yet? Have you seen Wonder Woman
seen
yet? Tamra?
Tam?
Tamming for the lamb.
Tam?
Sorry, blacked out. What?
Okay. Do you have Alzheimer's?
Wonder Woman. Haven't seen it.
Okay.
I saw Pirates.
Cool.
That was pretty good.
You chose poorly.
Let me share this story real quick. I want to see what you guys think about this, and then maybe we can spin it into a topic of, you know, when did somebody steal your thunder? Because this is, I've never heard of this happening, and I can't believe this happened to this poor couple at their wedding. Mm-hmm. Would you like to say something, Steve-O, before?
No, okay. I just want to throw pennies at Tam.
All right.
What did I do?
Here it is, guys. Let me paint the picture for you. Let me paint the picture. Let's say... Okay. Stop throwing things. Let's say you're getting married. Tam, you and Tones, you're tying the knot.
That's right.
It's a beautiful wedding. You've spent thousands of dollars on this wedding.
Wow.
It's been a dream of yours to... marry the
spend
man.
Spend thousands of dollars
well, yeah,
on
that's
the wedding.
True, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you are at the part where you're about ready to say I do. Okay?
Oh, now what?
When all of a sudden, somebody that's in the crowd watching the ceremony happen says, I need you guys to stop. Stop the wedding. So the wedding stops.
Oh, no. That means this can't be legal if someone does that.
We all turn around. You and Tones, you turn around like, well, who's... Tones is like, who's trying to steal my
I know
woman?
Who it is. I already have someone in
okay.
my head who it is.
All right. All of a sudden, you see this person get down on one knee and propose...
Wait, what?
...at your wedding.
Mm-mm.
They decide this is the perfect time. This moment is so beautiful for them. I want it to be... This is the perfect and most beautiful time to pop the question to the woman I love because I want to be up there. I want this perfect wedding. How would you feel?
Oh my God.
How would you feel as the bride? As the bride that has the dream wedding, you look out and you see somebody stealing your thunder.
I have two friends right now that come to my mind who wouldn't care, who would totally do that because every conversation they have to one up. It's just the worst.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, but that's so rude.
Yeah.
I do think it's rude. Unless you talk to the bride and groom.
I was just about to say, because I've been at weddings before where... At the reception, when they're throwing out the bouquet,
they
plan it purposefully to where a specific girl gets it, and then the guy gets down on a knee and proposes at her. Oh, this is so great.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. We totally planned it all. This is amazing.
Yes.
I still think even in that situation, sometimes it can steal a little thunder. Because you're like, you're at this reception partying over like this man and woman becoming one. And
it's
they're
their
like,
day.
Yeah.
So here's the story. One bride accounts how her husband's best man upstaged her wedding with a surprise proposal.
Okay.
Which left the crowd so enamored that the couple couldn't even hear each other's vows. We've done really well for ourselves and finally reached a point where we could afford a huge blowout wedding to celebrate our lives with everyone we know and love, the woman wrote. The setting was beautiful. Everyone seemed happy. Our families were overjoyed. My mom may have used the phrase, hallelujah, a few dozen times.
It's probably hallelujah, too.
The entire atmosphere felt moving. So moving that mid-ceremony, the groom's best friend, John decided to stop and propose to his longtime girlfriend, Jane, and reveal her pregnancy.
Okay, wait. Is this real? Is this real? Their names are John and Jane. Are you making this up? You can come up with better fake names.
We're pregnant, guys! I couldn't even hear the vows my husband wrote or the rest of the ceremony over the noise of Jane's happy sobs.
Oh, my gosh.
Her very surprised family, who were also guests and people seated nearby, congratulated her, the bride added, noting that the videographer frequently cut to Jane during the ceremony.
Oh, no. Come on, videographer.
Yeah.
No frequent cuts.
John, perhaps finally recognizing his role as wedding officiant, apologized for getting caught up in the moment, but then proceeded to talk about he and Jane's future during the wedding toast without even mentioning the bride and groom. That is crazy.
This is so sad for them.
Isn't that terrible?
This is sad. And honestly, like, if you're going to do something like that, you really do need to check with the bride and groom. If they're not in on this thing, you need to back the heck off.
Yeah, it's right? not your
Guys,
day.
It's not your day. And if you can't let someone else have a day for one day, I think you need to think about it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So John even went out of his way to ask the band for a special dance just for him and Jane on the dance floor.
John went out of his way? John already went out of his way by saying that they were pregnant and stealing the thunder of the bride and groom.
Yeah, the bride goes on to say John and Jane became the focus during the reception.
Can you tell me if they're still friends? What is the last
paragraph
say? I don't
know. We'll get to
that.
It says social media reaction hasn't been too kind to John and Jane.
Yeah, you think?
As for the bride and groom, it's been weeks and the bride is still understandably seething while her husband hasn't spoken to John since the incident. So things are a little rocky. Our mutual friends think what he did was rude, but that my husband should just get over it, she wrote. My husband has joked that he'll resume his friendship when John and Jane give him a $40,000 check for their half of the wedding. For their half of the wedding.
Dude, I would have lost my mind.
I know.
I love it.
Yeah. Apparently, her husband.
I think the groom is funny. I like him.
Yeah. The husband and John, they've been best friends for a long time. And they need to work it out. But
when you're
he's
really
upset.
Best friends, you can approach your buddy and say, "Hey, dude, that wasn't cool. What just happened?
Yeah, dude.
And I forgive you for this. I just want you to know that was really rough, and I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life. This is ingrained in my mind.
Yeah. Yep.
At the reception, would you mind please letting this be about my bride or about our marriage together? Would you please back off?
Yeah.
For the reception. Please, you've already done this, and I'm going to ask you, like a man or a woman, and say, please let us have this time at the reception. But he doubly stole thunder.
Dude, how about this? Remember, the Starmie chimed in and said, at our wedding reception, my husband's brother and his girlfriend at the time, one-uppers, were drunk, and the brother and girlfriend requested a song with a shout-out.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
A love song by Brad Paisley. The DJ, who is our friend, did the shout out for the couple as they went to the dance floor and started slow dancing. BT Dubs, we hadn't had our dance yet.
Oh, man. See, that's messed up.
I was so livid that we did not do our dance, period.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
Like, before the bride and groom have their first dance, drunk brother and girlfriend are like, woo, Brad Paisley!
Gosh, man. 585 live.
Oh,
585-5483. You can text into the show. Call us at 338-3700. But
Sarmi's freaking out.
Yeah, what do you think?
Is this couple, nobody's okay with it.
Are they angry over nothing, or should John apologize? Is that the bad
apology?
Situation?
Nothing, man. I think they need to
give him another private wedding. Is what they need to do.
Something needs to happen. Somebody said the only thing that he missed was stepping up to the altar and having their minister marry them as well.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh.
Or how about this? Since you proposed. Was it the one who said he was having a baby or proposed?
Both.
Both. They did
okay,
both.
So
they did
on, both. On their special day, then have your friends steal all of your thunder and call it quits. Yeah, that's not going to work.
But let's be real. Like, what's,
that's my point.
What's their
it's
special day? They just
a baby.
Announced that they're having a baby.
No, I mean, like, on the day of the baby.
Married.
Like, all it's going to do is create more retaliation where it's going to just keep going back and forth, back and forth. It's always there's always going to be this thing.
So here's the real question. How could you properly retaliate on the day of the birth of their child?
No.
Starmy, 505-585-LIE. I'm just kidding.
Honestly, this is a perfect...
I want your revenge stories now.
This is a
Count
perfect...
Count of Monte Cristo!
Okay. This is a perfect real. Situation where even though it's awful and it's devastating and they definitely stole the thunder...
I'm going to redeem this.
This was a very expensive wedding, $80,000 wedding. I think in any situation, there's got to be grace, right?
I mean,
oh, gosh.
Yes.
Like, you have to be the bigger man.
But there's
man
still human just, consequences for stupidity.
I get that. I get that. But it's one of those situations where you, this guy, not John, the John who ruined it, but the groom needs to go to his friend and be like, man, I was messed up. Like, just talk to him and be like,
right.
why would you do that?
You guys
man?
Have to have a conversation.
Right. You got to work it out is what I'm saying.
If
but there
not,
has to be grace as well. You
there,
know?
There does. But also, too, giving grace does not mean that you have to, like, invite him back to everything. If he's
sure.
proven himself, if his track record is showing that he's trying to be the center of attention, which, again, when someone has a wedding day, they're not trying to be the center of attention. They are the center of attention. It's a beautiful day. People want to come and they want to respect them and they want to honor them and they want to make the day about them. And a lot of people have a filter that say, I'm not going to make this about me. But there are some people who just constantly make it about themselves. And you have to be really careful with that. So if this guy didn't realize that, obviously he didn't, and he went the extra mile to make sure of it, and not only didn't realize it, but then like stated his claim, there's obviously other issues going on. And then also too, you can create boundaries and say, okay, so we're not going to be inviting you to things in the future.
Yeah.
Just so you know, like these are the consequences of that. Until we feel that it's time to do that again, or we feel that you've matured, you won't be invited to these things. And that's, I think that's a fair thing to say. I think it's healthy to do because you're creating boundaries, right?
Speaking of people that, man, are always about themselves, we got a great comment over here from Sasha on Facebook Live who says, hey, I'm at work now, so I'm a little late on the topic, but thanks for the discussion this morning and Steve-O's question of how big God is. I appreciate when Steve-O asks big questions and make comparisons to everyday life. He is my favorite. Have a rad day.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Sasha.
He loves himself.
Thanks, man. Talking about
Sasha,
Wonder Woman, what I was doing earlier.
You
know,
to God.
Just, huh? What? No. I actually also interjected some things that she didn't say in there, but maybe.
Do you guys remember the movie Meet the Parents?
Yep.
Remember, this reminds me of that situation, because in Meet the Parents, you have Ben Stiller and, you know, his wife, Terry, and they go home, and then Ben meets, his name's Greg, and he meets Owen Wilson.
They were just engaged at that point, bro.
Okay, but he meets the ex, and he's like the biggest one-upper ever. So there's like nothing that Greg can do can ever like
compare
to what the ex did.
Yeah.
You know, like he whittled like a whole hut out of mahogany.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. There's always somebody in our lives that just wants to one up or has to just outdo us, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's so irritating. I like to compare those people to Penelope. I have a Penelope in my life. I'm sure you guys have a
Penelope Cruz?
From Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah.
Kristen Wiig. She plays a character.
Actually...
Yeah, she plays a character that Matt actually was the one. Teo. He's the one who showed me. No, it was Steve-O.
It was me.
It was Steve-O. Steve-O was the one who showed me. He was like, and you know what? It really helped me. It helped me laugh about things that I really can't control.
Yeah.
It helped me laugh and say, like, you know what? If you really have to do this, I'm going to pray that you know who you are because and that you just grow and that you mature. And I can't stop anything that you're saying. I can't stop this agenda that you have. And no matter how ugly or nice it looks in whatever form, I'm going to let this go.
Yeah.
And I think it was really, really funny because you have kind of like this idea of like you get to put like a picture to it and you're not making fun of the person. You're laughing about the situation. Like, you know what? This is ridiculous. Like, we're here on this earth for how long? A very short time in comparison to a lot. And also too, like, why are we living and what's the point of this? And you can't let these things get under your skin. And you can't, even the ones who one up and they constantly, like you're saying, in a sense, yeah, be the bigger person, but also kind of be the smaller person. If you want, like from a humble state of mind, like it's like, okay, listen, you're never too humble to be humble. I'm going to speak up for what I need to speak up for. I'm going to say what I need to say. And if people are going to be this way constantly, you let them be because your world is still going. Gosh. Do you know what I mean?
What does Wade have
sang,
to do with it?
I sang The Beatles, Let It Be. I sang Say What You Need to Say by John Mayer. And I sang Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor during
just this
your time.
Morning?
No, just now, like in that little moment. There were so many great songs you referenced.
Damn, what does Wade have
proud
to do with
you.
It, by the way?
Proud of
you. Because you were talking about big and small people, and I didn't
no,
appreciate
it
that.
Is, okay, wow, moving just on. Just so saying. Many people chiming in. Ralph says, for John and Jane's wedding, send in that one uncle that drinks all the drinks and all the food and dances with all the women and leads the conga line.
I've got
tries
one
to
of
that's
those.
My mom! Yeah. Okay. That's what you do for revenge. You bring in that uncle, mm-hmm. and they will ruin their wedding. Trust
you know
me.
What's really funny? Guys, I got to say something about that. We were about to pay
what?
For our wedding at the end,
one
you know?
Upper.
Uh-huh.
And no, it's not a one-upper. This is about that story.
Uh-huh. And that
okay.
reminds me of the time.
This is real. This is real.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Because
one-upper.
Because I literally have that uncle, and I think everyone
yeah,
has.
They're called drunkle.
I know.
Everyone has drunkle.
I really believe that, like, I didn't believe that everyone had that uncle.
That's my mom!
But they
yeah!
do. And some people, that is their mom.
You
and some
to
people
share
think
the story
it is their
so
uncle.
Bad, but now that you, you know, are the one upper, you're like, downplaying it.
I'm
like,
not the
I just
one upper.
Can I? So many people chiming in. So many people
oh,
chiming
gosh,
in.
It's so gross.
It's good. Katrina says maybe they just need to name the baby after the married couple, and that'll make amends. Somebody
never.
Else says, here's what the married couple does. The married couple does their job and they get pregnant, and then you decide to induce labor and have your baby at their wedding so you can ruin
yes.
their special day. Gosh, you guys. Evil.
Here's what you do. You kidnap their baby once it's born.
No.
That's real. People do
you
that.
You are a
dude.
Horrible
but it's a prank.
Person.
It's not real.
Somebody else said, they spent 80 grand on a wedding. That's the stupid part.
No kidding, right?
Somebody else said, this is a great idea. If I ever propose, I'm going to do it at somebody else's wedding. Engagement party covered. Am I right?
Yeah. 338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Greg. I'm calling from Waukesha, Wisconsin. I'm one of your regular Facebook Live
people. Yes, Greg!
Good morning, Greg.
Welcome from Wisconsin.
I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you guys. I don't have any fun wedding crasher stories or, you know, anything like that, but I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you guys. And, Tammy, this is my first time hearing you today, but I just want to just say how I appreciate how genuine and real you guys are and just how, you know, a lot of times I feel like, you know, people in the church, and this is not meant to be a criticism, but take it until they make it, and you guys don't. And I just really want to say, you know, Tammy, with what you were talking about today is extending grace to everyone involved. You know, I've had a lot of grace extended in my life, just being, you know, people have to have more patience with me because I'm totally blind and, you know, I can't see, but I just really, really appreciate you, and I just wanted to
thank you so much.
That. Are you Greg? Are you the one who said yesterday that you
yes.
wanted to walk around and just do selfies and snapshots?
Do the blind snap?
Yes. Yeah, blind yes. Snapchat.
Oh
yes.
My gosh, that's hilarious!
Yeah, I know.
Greg,
here's a picture of someone's foot.
Please
here's
do
a
that,
of the ceiling.
Greg. Will you do that and send us those pictures,
Greg,
please?
That is the best.
Can
I
you,
love your outlook.
Can you please
Greg.
Text those pictures in?
Booyah! There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I will. I will try to text those pictures in. By the way, I wasn't the school bus driver that you were talking about in the traffic report on your state.
Gosh.
Even though I had a personality profile once that said a career interest survey. Saying that I would be a good school bus driver, but you know, then they didn't figure in my blindness to it. So,
dude, I love your humor. I gotta know, how did you find us out in Wisconsin?
Okay, I really don't know. Maybe through my friend, another friend in radio, Rick Hall. But I don't know. If he's even affiliated with you guys, I don't know.
No.
But I just kind of like, I don't know. It must have been a God thing, but I just really appreciate, like you said, how funny, how humorous you guys are. And, I can log into Facebook Live, except today. For some reason, Facebook Live isn't working for me today. Oh. But I just really appreciate tuning in.
There you go.
Greg,
dude,
you are
Greg,
awesome.
Open door policy, bro. Call us anytime.
Please call us, Greg.
Thank you, so Greg, rad. For your amazing heart.
Nice
you are
to meet
an amazing
you, man.
Human being. Yeah. You are an amazing human being.
Okay, you guys, and take care. And don't worry, I won't text and drive. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Greg. You're so funny, man.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh my
love
gosh.
That guy. Gosh, he's great.
Oh,
I really
man.
Want to see those the blind Snapchat.
For a guy who can't see, he has the best outlook on life I've ever seen.
Heck yeah, man. Wow. It's beautiful. Good job, Tam.
You should get a t-shirt.
You can have your 2 cents back. Here. Take it.
Just one up and.
Oh.
One up and.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty good. Daniel and Melissa said to bring Stardate to Phoenix. Good news, guys. We're going to be there.
We'll be there Thursday.
Yeah. Just a few days.
Yeah.
They
Why?
Live in Phoenix.
Harvest. Harvest America.
Yeah. Right.
We'll be out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be doing the show on Friday morning. We're going to be out there on Sunday for Harvest America.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys come and join us.
My favorite part was that Greg considered it a God thing that he found us. I mean, I don't know.
What'd you say, homeboy?
It was a God thing. I'm like, man, I don't know. I don't know, man. Are you sure?
God uses the foolish things of this world.
We got to talk about this real quick. Does. We're going to be out for Harvest America in just a few days, and now Daniel and Melissa are freaking out there in Phoenix. Yeah, dude, we're going to be broadcasting live Friday in Phoenix. We're doing the Morning Invasion live in Phoenix, which is going to be really hot.
Yeah.
And really early, because it's 5 a.m. there to start at 6 a.m. our time. You want to go out there with us?
Yeah.
Come on. We got to do the show from 5 to 9 Phoenix time, because it's 6 to 10 here.
You,
so,
can, you know what? You can fill in for me. I'll sleep in at
the
hotel.
He wants to sleep in.
I need to relax.
I'm all, good morning!
Yeah. Although we can't stay forever, we will be there through Sunday, because we're doing the pre-show for Harvest. We're going to do the Harvest Invasion.
That's right.
We're pre-show for Greg Laurie.
I hope that you've gotten over your fear.
Oh, yeah. We're only going to be on like 1,000 stations. This is going to be cool.
You got nervous because you're thinking that Steve-O is really going to
screw
this thing
up. See, this is where
I'm at. Oh, I really am.
This is where I'm at. I have
Sabotage, y'all. Beastie Boys.
I have completely surrendered to the fact that it's just going to happen.
It's going
to
happen. Tank. I can't stand it. I know Steve planned it. I'm going to set it straight. This wide again.
What's Come crazy on. Is that even though he is about 6 feet away from the microphone, I still feel him in the piercing of my,
I even
like the center
mic off.
Of my ear.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
This is like a closet.
His
we
breath
broadcast
control is incredible. Okay.
It's like we broadcast
you.
In a closet.
Thank you. And I was sitting.
You were
I was
really
sitting and I was just going for it. Thank
there
you.
It there mm-hmm. it is. I have a friend who used to do that all the time. And now because she did it, I can't. I
Hail
can't.
Or Beastie Hail! Boys?
Okay. And now I do it all the time. All the time. I can't shake it.
585 Live if you want to text in, or you can hit us up on Facebook Live. Or you can call him like Greg, 338-3700.
That was so sweet of him.
That was very sweet.
My goodness. You know what was really inspiring? I mean, honestly, like, he's really blind. Greg is blind.
Yeah, that's not a joke.
So what I think is really cool, like, I was at graduation, and it was in Midland, Texas this past weekend. And I was watching my cousin graduate. And there were 600 and some graduates. They got through all 600 and some in an hour. And that was with three people. Yeah, in 1 hour. Not even kidding. This lady was like laying it down. Okay. And all of them had time to like get their names said. It was really nice. Even though they said my cousin's last name wrong. No big deal.
Aww.
But they took time to have three people who were disabled within the high school class. And two of them were in wheelchairs. And one of them needed two people to help him walk across the stage. And that it blew my mind. They got a standing ovation on all three. All three. It was incredible. And I just thought, how cool is it when we respect people who they have a little more struggle throughout the day, because we just take for granted what we can do.
I don't know if I would like that, though, if I was one of the handicapped.
Yeah, man, it's inspiring. We're feeling sorry for you.
It is, though.
Look at how much you had against you, and you still are getting your degree.
Yeah, but you're so treating me different than everybody else. I don't like that.
No, we're treating you better.
No. I want to be treated just like the person that's in front of me. I don't want the whole graduation to stop and then everybody stands and like claps. That'd
but
be embarrassing.
You,
but it's
no,
an inspiring moment,
it's not
you jerk.
The,
it's not
like,
about you.
And it's not.
Yeah, but you're making it about
you. You're not
approaching
it. You're not approaching. reaching. I'm going to kick you in your spleen. Did you get that recorded?
I'm trying to be in the. I'm trying to take the part. I'm taking the part. I'm putting myself in the situation.
Here's the thing. No, this is what you're. Tell me if I'm wrong. This is you going in a protect mode because it hurts you to think that someone would be going through this. But also, you don't want them to be.
It's like if I fall out of my. If I fall out of my wheelchair right now, I don't want you to help me up. I can do it, Tam. I can do it.
I am telling you.
You are such an idiot.
I'm
going to
also give you a kidney shot. But here's the thing.
Please do.
Here's the thing. I thought it was incredible because they were honored. It was just the best. It was really cool. And it was neat because the mom of one of the guys, after it was quiet, right? Because it still takes a little bit more time. I mean, they're not going to stand and clap the entire time because then it's like, okay, you're filling time here.
Sure.
It was natural. It was beautiful, right? It was inspiring. And then everything kind of calmed down and the mom stands up. She's up in the balcony area, like far, far away. She stands up and in the entire stadium, she shouts out, "That's my boy.
That's my mom."
No, she said, That's my boy.
Right.
So she yells it out, and the whole place goes nuts.
Really?
They went nuts, and the mom is crying her eyes out. She sits down, and she just is looking around telling people, like, "That's my son." High-fiving people. It was. I had chills. It was crazy.
That's cool.
It was so cool.
As somebody with social anxiety, I would hate every moment of that.
Of course you would, because you're making it about you in this moment. It's not about you.
It's about me graduating and getting my diploma like everybody else.
Gosh. But maybe they felt differently about the way it went down.
They did.
Like, you're responding in the way you would
they
react.
They did feel different.
Why are you guys wheeling me out of this?
I'm not.
Why are you wheeling me out, Tim? Tim, why are you wheeling me out? Okay.
Hey, punch him in the throat. Punch him in the throat.
I hate it.
Okay. Dude, I am so glad that is over.
I'm happy.
Hey, how's your day?
It was good.
Oh, hey, guys. Okay. Oh, gosh. Why do you got to wheel me out like that?
You know, I take no responsibility for anything this man says today.
All right.
So it was fantastic. I didn't get as much sun as I wanted.
Good, on a side note.
But I'm back. I'm glad. I'm ready to go to Phoenix with you guys.
I had no idea you were even gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where's Buck?
What?
He was actually just here yesterday.
He was here yesterday.
He just surprised us yesterday with a special guest.
That's really crazy because he must have forgotten that he was coming today. Because if I just pull up Aaron Buck text messages. And
oh, that's right. You guys made plans, right?
I told him that I would be here today, and then he said, I'll come in Tuesday unless I'm, you know, can't see very well. Looks like I did some clappy hands, maybe a little tear jerker emoticon.
Okay.
But I don't see him here.
He's not here. He was here yesterday. He totally
did he even mention it? Did he even try?
AJ and him just train wrecked.
So he forgot. He forgot that he was supposed to come in today. He came in yesterday.
That's typical him. That's just what he does.
Well, that's
his MO.
Maybe I should extend grace.
Maybe you should, because you were just talking about how you should.
I know.
So
maybe Greg was here to be my accountability partner.
Okay.
Because I'm not feeling that right now, but I need to give it. Buck. You see how I called him Buck?
Yeah. Oh.
I usually call him Bucky.
Yeah.
But I'm not calling him that today.
Okay.
That's how serious I am.
All right.
Just switch it.
All right. Before we get out of here, let me talk about this theme park real quick. See what you guys think about this. This is in Japan.
Hmm.
They're offering visitors the chance to hire a fake assailant that they can pretend to beat up to impress their date.
Okay.
Here's how it works.
Where do you find this stuff?
Dude, that's the way
Google,
rolls.
Bro.
I don't
it's so awesome, Tam. After signing up for Hirakaka Parks, it's a fight package. The Hirakaka Parks fight package. You'll first attend a combat class of sorts that teaches you how to believably throw a punch. Then, while strolling through the park with your desired sweetheart, you'll be confronted by a bad guy who will hurl insults your way and try to pick a fight. Now, this will be your opportunity to defend your date's honor in a fake altercation. You throw the punch, you knock him out, and your date wants to marry you immediately and have babies. It's
wow.
great. I think of Nacho Libre, one of my cousins.
Oh,
this happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was in love.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to impress.
Oh, I hate all of this.
And he told his friend, okay. What was his name? What was his friend's name?
Gosh, you can't even do this right.
Chancho.
Thank you, Chancho.
I'm not sure.
He said, Chancho. Chancho.
I can't remember.
Meet another one of these. Because Jex is just going to keep talking.
I will come around the corner.
It's so good, right?
I need more.
Shout out to Jesse from Ignatius. General Mills.
When Ignatius and I go around the corner, that's when you try to pick a fight with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then that's where I will knock you out.
All right.
And Ignatius will love me forever.
Here's the thing. Turn that music off. Okay. I have something to say about this.
Right. No, don't talk. Here's with your
the mouth deal.
Hole.
Is that these sweet and salty things are delicious.
Right? Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what you're saying is that women think it's awesome when guys beat up other people and it's impressive.
Yeah, but if somebody
it's not what, impressive,
you wouldn't. Okay,
you're tongue tied. I get it.
I'm having a hard time believing that. So you're telling me you and Tones, you're dating, and all of a sudden you're going through a park, and this guy comes and he's like trying to rob you or pick a fight with you, and then Tones like takes him out. That wouldn't do anything for you.
Okay, I take it back a little.
Thank you.
Just a little. That I appreciate the protection. Okay, if I can't protect myself, I appreciate some help. Mm-hmm. It's very nice. But when you find out later that it was all posed.
How would they find out?
Because everything that is in the dark is brought to light, my brother.
Oh, Jesus, Chuck! Mm-hmm.
Because of that, like, you're going to find out later, and then it's going to be like, wow, this dude hired someone so he could think he was cool. It's going to
come
out. Even
more impressive. Am I right?
No, it's going to come out. It's going to come out somewhere else in the relationship, Tim, where he can't do it. Because what about the guy who he's like, oh, look, I hired this guy. And the guy's like, yeah, wrong dude. Boom. And beats him up.
Listen to me.
Because he's not hired anymore. It's a real life situation and he can't do anything about it.
Tim, you don't understand how guys work.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
No.
We're hunters.
Uh-huh.
When we see our prey, we stalk the prey. We hunt the prey. We'll do whatever it takes to take down the prey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We have a hunter's mentality, okay? When I first met my wife, I told her I loved hiking. I told her I loved to go running.
Did you just say your first wife?
I told her that I loved long walks on the beach.
But you didn't?
I
no,
loved
look
to
at
work
his body.
Out.
I feel like she could have discerned that after like 0.7 seconds.
I told her.
You walk? Really?
I love to read books.
Oh. Well, we know that's not
Guess
true.
What?
Yes.
I caught that prey.
Oh, my God.
I hunted her. And I got her.
Okay. Now let's look into the future of just how...
Okay. Well, maybe we shouldn't go there.
How this looks now.
Maybe we should...
Or just, you know...
We should just...
abort this whole conversation.
Put the brakes on that one.
Yeah, maybe
It's rough.
Should.
I mean, no. I yeah, think yeah, that yeah, it's natural.
It's rough.
It's natural. Rough, I think you should naturally let things come to pass.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Like, as in, like, don't hire someone to beat up. And just let it happen and be ready and be on your guard because one day...
Just constantly walk through dark alleys.
You'll have
with your
that
date.
Moment.
Yeah, and then
It'll
some guy pulls
naturally.
Out a knife, pulls out a switch blade or some nunchucks, and then what do you do? Yeah,
you get stabbed, and obviously it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Because you're bleeding out.
Yep.
What is happening? Can I leave? I just want to go.
Pretty sure you
the
just
Wonder
said that
The Wonder Woman
sentence.
Stuff was so
he
great this morning. I had
he
such a great time.
He is the one who's saying the sentences.
9 o'clock, you are the bane of my existence.
I would totally go.
This is
guys,
delicious.
I would sign up for the hurrah caca package fight package.
Okay. I don't like the part that you said caca.
Do you feel good about how that just went?
Yes.
No.
I do.
No. Needless to say, to impress the woman that you're with, be yourself. Like, be authentic.
Be yourself, man.
It's really impressive.
Be yourself.
Really
That's
hard.
Really good advice.
Mm-hmm. It's really
I
hard.
Tell her the truth.
Shocker.
Aladdin.
It was amazing how he was so right.
Man, he was, man. Genie is always right.
And sweet. These are, where did these come from?
Jesse from General Mills. No joke. The cereal, everything. He works
Jess,
at General Mills. He's
listening.
A listener. He's amazing. He also does computer animation.
Jess, I just want you to know.
He's a rad dude.
That with every bite, I don't want to stop eating these things. I just want you to know that.
You need to leave. All right. You got to watch that girlish
I'm taking
figure.
That
wow.
whole
You're not
box
taking this box.
With me. I'm taking the box.
When she entered, there were 48 in this box. There are now 37. You do the math.
34.
You do the math.
Right. I really appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you, too.
Sometimes. But not today. Because I just feel like you guys hate me today.
The
oh,
last
man, unfortunately, we're out of
shows. The last minute shows, Tim.
We're talking about Harvest America.
But I was talking about.
Your friend from American Idol is going to be there. We just got confirmation. Jordan Sparks is playing
at
Harvest America.
For real?
Why does love always feel like a battlefield? I don't know, but we're going to find out. Gosh, I love that song. Yeah, for real. They just announced Jordan Sparks, Mercy Me is going to be there, Need to Breathe, Phil Wickham, The Morning Invasion.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, love that song. Dude, me too.
I've sung that song before.
Really?
One-upper right there.
She sings better.
She does.
One-upper.
Jordan Sparks.
You didn't even let me finish my sentence. No, she sings way better.
Tam, in this moment,
how
I'm on your side.
That?
Take this in.
Wait, Jordan Sparks
I'm
is a girl?
You. Yes, you dummy. Jordan Sparks, she's from American Idol.
You're thinking
Why does
of
love
the
always
voice.
Feel like a
You're
battlefield?
You're thinking of Jordan What's-His-Face from
a
The
battlefield.
Voice.
I don't know.
A battlefield.
Okay, Tam.
Oh, my gosh.
We have 45 seconds.
I'm taking these
Also, Trip Lee's going to be there.
Oh, he's pretty good.
Take
also,
us out,
Tam. Friday, we got Levi Lusco and Citizens and Saints. We're going to be there.
Love
take,
it.
Take us out, Tam.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Take us out.
I love it.
Okay. Take us out.
You can follow me at @QualityTam.
Uh-huh.
Facebook or Instagram.
Instagram.
Working on Snapchat.
All right. Do you don't Snapchat yet?
Yeah, it won't let me sign in. It locked me out. It's fine.
Okay. All right.
I'm working on it.
I'm going to have to help you out.
Love
but your
guys.
Password is 1234.
No, it never was that.
Okay. Wait, your password's hot quality Tam?
Yeah.
Hot Tam 47. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll be performing that live at Freedom
it's
Celebration.
A good year.
All right.
We will see you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.